weekly dose of geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks. Hijinks Ensue Podcast, episode 52. Here in the Hijinks Ensue studio today, myself, Joel, from HijinksEnsue.com, geek webcomic. Sitting across from me, two of the most beautiful and identical men on the internet. Alex?
From what you've seen thus far, and that's, you know.
I'm an abortion survivor, Dad!
Alex, the art director from Dallas Observer, DallasObserver.com, filling in for both Josh and Denise, so you have to have extra estrogen.
That's a
all around.
I might not be the same after this.
Next to Alex, his partner in crime and love and life, Eli.
You bitches gotta earn your own money.
That's right, Frank.
Enjoying his, well, having had enjoyed his Mutant Berry Slurpee from the 7-Eleven.
It's good. I like it.
I'm having one too. It's great.
Does it taste like Wolverine?
Is that the theme music for
armpits and taint?
Mutant Berry!
Have you seen some...
Extreme Berry!
Have you seen some of the other Wolverine tie-ins? Like the razors?
Oh, that is a terrible commercial.
It's like Gillette. Shink, shink. It's Berserker like, Rage! Shave, 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 shave.
Rah. And that guy looks like a potato.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like, in his
looks like Samwise?
It looks like Samwise Gamgees. And he's
potatoes.
There.
Potatoes.
Cross between him and Zach Galifianakis.
Ball them up, mash them, stick them in a stew.
So and what? Then there was...
They have toilet paper? Like
Wolverine toilet paper?
No, did they have Wolverine? Like Bounty? Like instead of the Bounty Man, it's like Wolverine?
I don't know. How would he handle a messy spill?
No, but I have this.
Oh my god! What is that?
They gave these out at the Dallas Comic Con.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I know, because that doesn't make any sense.
For internet, it's one of your foam fingers minus all the fingers plus three foam claws,
and they're cheaply
claws.
Like put on like,
you know, glued on with like spray adhesive.
I wanted to. I wish I had another one. That I only got one.
Yeah, and it's not shink. It's more like.
I know, it's like...
If I were a kid, I'd put that on my head. Total mohawk.
I'd put that on my dick.
Sideways?
Three.
No, yeah, but I wanted to do it to do the Wolverine, like, a berserker attack.
Yeah.
But it'd be like...
floppity, floppity, flop.
See what he's doing there is he's doing his berserker attack.
Yeah, that's horrible. What a piece of shit prize this is.
Well, yeah, it was
look,
like
he's flipping you off. Look, oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that at the Comic Con.
Oh, yeah. So when I asked you what you wanted to talk about, you said nothing, and then you did go to Dallas
Comic
Con.
Yeah, I forgot
though.
Sure.
So we'll add that to the list.
Oh yeah, and two movie recommendations.
Well, great. So I wish I would have known that while I was editing the list.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, whatever. Surprise!
So this week on Hijinks Ensue, episode 52, we're going to talk about. Oh, the death of an era. GeoCities is being closed. The Game Boy turns 20. Oprah has once again ruined the internet for me. And real-life hobbits found in third-world country. On TV, a couple of shows that apparently no one actually watched. Parks and Recreation and Sit Down, Shut Up. Also, the Caprica DVD's out. Movies. Two things about Robert Rodriguez. Both of them, it's kind of good. And Ninja Turtles have a new movie coming out again. Then we'll answer your questions in the mail sack. Looks like there's a good 30-ish of them. So we'll talk about that kind of shits, too.
Back on the Mutant Berry thing.
Sure. Alex, no, let's devote an hour to that.
Yeah, Alex did mention that they had Iron Man Rust was a flavor.
What?
Wasn't it?
It's Tony Stark Rust Sweat.
Yeah, it was from the... It was Mark 1.
With extra taurine.
Mark 1 Rust Sweat was one of the flavors. It was like a brownish yellow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's all.
Marvel flavored Slurpees, of course.
So once you get past your obvious like Hulk green lime and
they,
your...
They had that.
You're what like, did you have in the back?
Oh, well,
your Johnny Storm orange or your Ben Grimm orange berry explosion.
You know what goes great with a mutant berry Slurpee?
I don't know, Alex. What goes great with a mutant berry?
Do you have a bag full of treats?
Doritos late night tacos midnight edition.
Tacos at midnight. The chips.
What the fuck is that?
You serious? What is this?
I don't know.
So is this going to juice up? Is this going to juice up the podcast?
Should we wait till midnight?
It's fucking
it. Fucking gremlins. Are getting...
Fuck those rules. Yeah, that'll make me grow babies out of my spine, like Mogwai.
Cock sandwich. That hurt.
This episode of Hiding Sue brought to you by Doritos Late Night Tacos at Midnight.
That is the worst name for a chip.
Yeah, I would have been interested to sit around the board meeting for this one.
Okay, what is it? Does it taste like midnight?
Okay, I'm not shitting you.
I eat, but you are now in
not
your chair.
Taco. This reminds me of nachos from Taco Bell that would be eaten past midnight.
Oh, it's too bad Josh isn't here.
Like 2 a.m.
To give the thumbs up on that. Because I've never had anything from Taco Bell.
Are you drunk too now?
This is a safe way for you to know.
the safe, like...
the taco approved, or the taco free taco. It's like Splenda for tacos.
It's oh, yeah.
The chip.
It's the...
They're like space tacos, because...
That's fucked up, man.
They're... Just one piece.
That really does bring me into that zone of taco-dom. I believe it. I believe their marketing. Wow. I'm kind of at a loss for words now. So first thing, Eli, what the fuck are you playing?
What are you doing?
A.
This is that CD that I ripped.
Cool, excellent. Find something better than this.
There we go.
That's equally kind of queer. Are you just skipping to different tracks on the same Warble CD?
Yeah.
Well, stop that. So anyway, Eli, you went to Dallas Comic Con. Do you want to share anything about that? I heard it's small and shitty, and that's people told me not to go.
No, it's... well, normally it is. Because, they actually, this is the second one they've had in, like, 6 months. It was one at the end of last year.
Uh-huh.
Went to that, and that really was disappointing. I was like, what the fuck am I here for? Nothing. But, I think that was in November. Yeah. This one, we got there on Saturday, and it was kind of disappointing because we're like, yeah, we're here to see Colonel Ty. And they were like, oh, yeah, he's not here. And
oh, really?
He didn't make it on Saturday because of weather. His flight was delayed.
And his Raptor couldn't take off.
Yeah.
It was too close to a black hole.
They had to fix the FTLs. They're like, we can't make the FTLs. She won't.
Fucking jet!
She won't take it.
Was Hot Dog flying or racetrack?
What? Hot Dog was at racetrack getting
was
gas?
Was it? No.
You got a hot dog at the racetrack down the street?
Oh.
Well, that would have been a good tie-in.
No, but I thought you meant...
Colonel tie-in.
That would have been good. Instead of the frack pack, instead of the fuck bucket from KFC, they could have gone,
go to racetrack and got a hot dog, Bill!
And there's a guy named Nugget. No, they called him
Nuggets.
There's
a dude named Hot Dog in the show. That's what I thought you were talking about.
What I'm talking about, Eli.
I know.
That is what I'm talking about. I'm drawing a parallel between real world events and false fictional ones that I'm making up right now.
Wait, so there's a guy named Racetrack on Battlestar Galactica? Because now I'm confused.
And they called them Nuggets, the new pilots. So you could get like the Nugget, the six-piece Nugget pilot deal.
A Raptor full of Nuggets.
Yeah, and they could have like a 10-foot sub shaped like the Battlestar with like two little subs on either side.
That retract.
Yeah, that retract into the body of it.
Wow. That would be... I'm actually kind of hungry now.
Yeah. You should eat those midnight nachos.
I don't know if I want late night tacos at midnight.
Eat the space tacos.
That's so hard to say.
Man, what is it? Let's Doritos late night tacos at midnight.
Like, what else is food on this menu? Burritos in the morning. Of sadness.
Well, no, everything, there's like night.
Hangover burritos at 9 a.m.
Like, it's like Sir Knight's late night tacos at midnight. Because there's just not enough night in the fucking title.
I like how they...
Doritos, beer 30. Shit's soaked in beer.
It's like restroom break, Dorito, snack time, smoke break. at
is this at
Doritos? I'm taking my 15. Don't fuck with me.
So is there a eatery called Tacos at Midnight? Because that's what it seems like. No, it's a sign on the package.
Can you help me? I'm on my 15. No, I can't. But you're here. You're in uniform. I'm on my 15. I get two of these a day.
No.
Don't talk to me.
Just keep shaking his head. No.
Go away.
No.
Dallas Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
So Ty shows up the second
day. Ty shows up on Sunday. So we cruise.
Oddly enough, with two eyes intact.
Yeah. And that's why he was not doing a Q&A, which
I find disappointing.
Well, and I read on the forum, they said that he doesn't like doing Q&As because he would rather just take the time to answer everyone's question individually.
And get $35 a photo.
And I told Denise, no. You know why he doesn't do it? Because he's probably afraid. Because I would imagine he hasn't done a lot of cons, except for the past period now that he's done Battlestar. Well, for an actor's career, that's probably nothing. So I would imagine that he's afraid that people are going to be like, I have a question.
An episode 14.
What was it like to lose an eye? I actually have both my eyes. I'm a perfectly trained actor, and I don't feel like I need to answer that question.
When they sawed off Gator's stump, did you get to keep it? Did that go on eBay?
What was it like being on the ship and being in space?
There was a big open set.
What's it like being drunk?
Well, that I can explain.
There was no stunt whiskey. There's like 17 on that set. That was all live ammunition.
There's 17-year-olds looking at each other, going, "Yeah, he was totally drunk. Yeah. Can't wait to be as old as Colonel."
And then
Ty.
There's 16-year-olds going, "Why aren't you drunk now?
Yeah,
we're drunk. We're drunk right now."
But no Q&A. So we kind of did that. But
at the end, he's like,
"And remember to buy Colonel Ty brand whiskey."
Oh, I thought he said Colonel Ty's chicken.
Whiskey from the Colonel.
The Colonel 2's chicken. But, he was doing just autographs. And the Q&A that they had was actually pretty cool. They had the guy... I didn't watch 24, but it was the guy from 24 who's, like, the president's security chief. Like, his main...
The redhead
Secret
dude.
Service guy. No, he's, like, a blonde dude.
I thought he was a redhead.
White. He's, like, a white older man. I don't know. I don't watch the show, so I don't know who he is.
He was there, too?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty
lame. So that guy was there.
I don't know.
So it was like he was pretty going funny. To visit your grandparents.
Yeah.
In space.
Right.
Space grandpas.
I have a question for the panel. Can you ask Colonel Ty what it's like when, like, all the oxygen
when
is...
When you found out you were a Cylon?
Did you know you were a Cylon?
Did you feel like... Did we relieved? Was it like a burden lifted off, or did you want to kill yourself?
Or did you know... Were you able to bend a spoon?
No, Matrix. That's different. That's different.
Oh.
That's different.
But, it was actually pretty cool. I was actually kind of surprised. It was actually better than I was anticipating the con itself. And there were a lot of good tables, and a lot of people had a lot of shit there. It was all right. I was actually surprised compared to the one in November, which was total crap. It went pretty good. And not... Actually, yeah, next weekend. Going to the Texas Frightmare Weekend, where Alice Cooper is going to be there. I doubt I can get an interview this year with anybody, but...
With Alice Cooper?
Yeah, he's going to
be
there.
Are you going to feed his Frankenstein?
I don't know. I can ask him. Hey,
you can shoot
Alice Cooper,
with him.
Can I ask you a question? You live near Curl Tie. Can you ask him...
I bet
him?
You both live in California.
You guys are both on TV, right?
Can you, I saw you on Wayne's World. Anyway, do you like Battlestar?
I like Battlestar. Can you ask Colonel? You want some fries to go with that? But yeah, so I'm going to that next weekend. It should be actually kind of fun. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a zombie walk next Saturday, which I'm going to, I think.
Are you going to zombify yourself?
No, I'm going to go to take photos, though. Oh. And,
wait, in Dallas? For what reason? Why are we doing zombies here?
Done it before.
Texas Frightmare Weekend.
Frightmare. I was.
They do a zombie walk. From a Whataburger to the place that the convention is being held. So
Zombie Walk 2009.
I'm hoping that there'll be some zombies like eating some Whataburger. That's really my main goal, is like, just like, hey, can I get a number 2 with extra cheese?
Number 2 with bread.
And then like as soon as they turn around, they're like, ah, Brett. I asked for no onions.
Honestly, a Whataburger looks probably the most like removed human flesh.
No, it doesn't. Food. Yeah, that would be Jack and the Crack, the number
no,
six.
No, they have Jack and the Crack's burgers are taut. Whataburgers are like sloppity and wet.
No, have you ever looked at a number six on the Jack in the Box?
That's an exception to their
menu.
The
one that's got the mayonnaise and all the shit falling out of the side.
That's more like an fucking open sore.
That's the grease brick.
I mean, that's like an open sore.
Can I get
Are you talking about the sourdough Jack?
No. The number six is like quadruple patty with everything, and it's all gooped out the side.
Did you see their most recent commercial where they're like, why do some people only have their breakfast in the morning? At Jack in the Box, we don't care. If you have a hot dog for breakfast and Chinese food for lunch and breakfast for dinner. And like then the whole commercial is about how you should be eating their horrible, disgusting food for breakfast.
No, but I...
Greasy slabs of gelatinous meat.
Notice their continually odd commercials. Like the most recent one that has the miniature cows and...
I didn't see that.
Mini sirloin.
It's like
do they make you want to eat their food?
No.
They're not working.
They changed their logo. Did you notice that?
I don't fucking care, honestly.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I couldn't give a shit.
I like it.
No, is there anything else you wanted to share about Dallas Comic Con?
Hooray.
Okay. Moving on, then. So, oddly enough, this all happened while I wasn't yet on the internet, but my friends all partook. Yahoo is closing GeoCities.
Well, it's all slums now anyway, so they should tear it down.
They really should build
condos.
Dude,
where am I going to go find my database for...
Your favorite Xena pictures?
Yeah.
Your Xena subtext fanfic?
My Xena, like, top 10 moments of all time.
And your animated rotating GIFs?
Yeah.
With MIDI?
By Robert Jackson, you know?
Sure.
Website by Robert Jackson, like, right in the middle.
Yeah, big giant Times New
Roman.
It's
got the American flags on either
side. Two words, animated GIFs.
Yeah, and MIDIs. Like you go to a, you'd be, you know, Yahoo searching back in the day for, I don't know, a band you
pictures.
Like. Yeah, Foo Fighters porn or something. And you'd click on the, you click on the GeoCities link, and the first thing would be like a MIDI of Take On Me by Aha.
And then it had the horrible like cut right in the middle.
Because it only had 8 seconds of it. It didn't have the whole thing. Actually, we used to go to GeoCities sites to download MIDIs. Because we wanted them for some reason. Because there was no MP3s. Like you wanted
the novelty of having music on your computer.
There's music on my computer box. What the fuck? It's the future.
Hey, look, hamsters that look like they're running, but they're not.
Yeah, it's just 8 frames and a GIF.
I can't...
Dancing banana.
I wish they would make a list of, like, top 10 best GeoCity sites.
I'm sure there are.
That's on a GeoCities, like, site.
See, the thing is, though, is they're going to... I think people don't realize that their GeoCity sites are probably still up. Like, Josh said his is still up. From, like, 97.
No, I'm sure that they are. And what happens if you go there now?
I don't know what the address is. I can go find it, maybe.
Just GeoCities...
with one of his aliases. Let's see.
People in the chat room should try. First one wins.
First one to get there gets a fresh bag of Dorito late night tacos at midnight.
Do they get it at midnight or do they get it now?
Undecided. At this time. We'll talk about it at midnight.
Yeah, I don't see his here, so I assume it's still up there. He said it's up there. I'll give him to tell me where it is.
Maybe it's
look, all I'm saying is go back to GeoCities and find and save your MIDIs.
Grab all
before
that shit.
They kill it. Yeah,
don't yeah, start kill your MIDIs. Downloading all that shit.
Man, these taco chips leave the nastiest taste in my mouth. Like worse than
Doritos. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. This is going to be with me for a while.
Tastes like hamburger.
It tastes
too bad
like
you don't have a mutant berry Slurpee.
Ass burger.
Yeah. You wash all that down with Tony Stark rust or a...
Tony Stark's would be a mixture of sex and alcohol. Sexahol.
I can imagine some kid going, oh, God, it smells like Axe and tastes like vodka.
Axe.
It's because it's goated and you're drinking out of a bottle of Axe that's like fucking vodka.
Oh, man.
Best GeoCity sites.
So fuck that.
Which apparently
I'm actually kind of sad that Josh isn't here. sort of, not really, that Game Boy turns 20 this week. I think they actually mean the release of the Japanese Game Boy, which is earlier.
Congratulations. You won.
Yeah.
Do you have any Game Boy stories you want to share?
Do you have a Game Boy? Still?
Yeah. Oh, you still have one, right?
I have a Game Boy with the fucking holster that goes around the belt loop.
The holster?
Of course you did.
The gray holster?
Like, to quick draw it?
Yeah. You remember that bag that goes in? You're talking about the gray big one like this?
I think that was a belt loop, dude. I think you were supposed to put it on your shoulder.
There's a belt loop.
It's like, for those Tetris showdowns.
Yeah.
Like, quick draw. Bloop, 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 bloop. Quick draw Game Boy.
The only story I have about that is when I was working at the print shop, and it burnt down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. And that saved your sanity.
I spent a couple months in a trailer, like, taking jobs mm-hmm. in there. But I had no computer. I had a radio and a phone. I brought that Game
Boy.
What
did you work on without a computer?
I took jobs. Like, people would drop them off to me.
Oh, you didn't do any work.
I couldn't do work. There was nothing there. And they didn't want to leave a computer there because...
So you were there as a receptacle. You were a human night drop.
Yep.
Slot.
But I was getting paid
night slut
midnight. My same salary, and I was getting paid the same amount every week. It was badass. I just worked on my portfolio.
On what? You didn't have a computer on your Game Boy?
No, my drawing.
The portfolio. Adding machine you had there on the desk. On the trail.
Yeah, like I had to like draw shit for my print portfolio. So I was just sitting there and drawing.
You can
shit.
Draw without computers?
Not anymore, but no. It was required back then. But yeah, I had my Game Boy, and I, like, beat Tetris I don't know how many times.
You never beat Tetris.
Alex was there.
Bullshit.
I got so good, because that's all I would do.
Tetris is unbeatable.
I beat it.
That shit's impossible.
You didn't beat it.
You saw the fucking rockets launch.
No, he's telling you didn't do shit.
I saw like, the space shuttle or whatever.
Yeah, there's like five of them. Like, depending on how badass you beat it.
Did you get the Kremlin? Takes off. Yeah. That's when you win.
There's
you
no
that?
Actual you win.
Well, that's a
no. What I'm saying
no,
is,
no. Eventually, you're plugging that little I got the quarter-inch jack into the back of your neck and playing it with your fucking brain because you can't win Tetris.
I got to the point where
it's like Lawnmower Man. Eventually, you have to merge with the machine.
I got to a point where it was just moving so fast that you're just like someone walks in, you're like, hey, what's up? And your fingers are just moving.
Yeah. No. All of a sudden, you see the whole room in ones and zeros that are green.
Yeah. And then you see the fucking thing in the background, the Russian. Yeah. Malls.
That would have been a better movie if Neo had become one with an 8-bit Game Boy, or 4-bit, whatever it actually was.
It was 8-bit. And yeah, he just goes, what the fuck, really? This whole time? And then you see like Mario at the bottom. Oonk, oonk, or whatever. But yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
It's me, a stereotypical
Mr. Anderson. Hey.
Let's go to the Olive Garden. Hey, I'm a Mario.
Authentic Italiano. So, oh shit, dude. I watched a really old commercial on this like local news station had run on when Nintendo first came out, and they're walking around like a mall going, "Excuse me, ma'am, do you know what Nintendo is?" "No." And this other guy's like, "I think it come from Japan." "I don't. What are it?" "Kids today are spending hours in front of TVs, but they're not watching cartoons. They're playing the Nintendos."
Pretty good.
Find out what you don't know.
Yeah.
Could kill them or some shit.
Is Mario trying to molest your children?
At news midnight. News at midnight. Night. Late night. Tacos at midnight.
So, I told my Game Boy story a couple weeks ago about the kid that had one and brought it to school and, like, had crowds of thousands of children around him watching it. But I will say, actually, I actually had a pretty decent collection. I had a carry pack, like a shoulder bag for it. And I had the crazy magnifying lens that was, like, larger than the Game Boy.
Cause oh, like, okay.
Much more. Yeah.
It was like a damn backpack.
They're like, our screen is impossible to see in light or dark. So here's a giant fucking, like, microscope, like, Fresnel lens magnifier that you clip onto it. It sticks a foot off the goddamn thing and then shines lights onto the screen.
Man, if you had that on a bus when you were going overnight somewhere on a school
oh,
trip.
It was a lifesaver.
You were a king.
I love that thing. I had that, and I had probably 10 or 12 games, and I had the battery pack. Because the batteries, this double A's lasted like 8 minutes. I had a fucking rechargeable brick. It was like a laptop brick, and you brought it with you.
Yeah, you basically had everything that made it like
gigantic.
4 feet wide no. by like 6 feet, 6 feet
Honestly,
deep.
Dude, it was bigger than my NES when it was all done. I mean, it was... had TVs way been smaller
ten times
back then.
As much.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Alex, did you have a Game Boy? Or did you have like Video Hermano or something?
Yeah, I had a...
The cardboard box with like ants running around. And they're like, yeah,
it's just an ant farm with buttons drawn on it.
A Game Nino. It only had one game.
Video Nino.
Video Nino. No, I had one. It was great. I still have it. I think it's in my parents'
house. What was
your
favorite game? Besides Metroid 2.
Besides Tetris.
Besides Tetris and Metroid 2.
Dude, I had Gauntlet. Gauntlet was the shit.
I
had Fall of the Foot Clan.
Castlevania.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Fall of the Foot Clan. I'd play that right now if I had it. I had my stuff.
I had my stuff. I do right here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see those dudes that would buy this, get like the sticker packs out of Nintendo Power and like graffiti up their Game Boys?
Yeah.
They had like
modded.
Like, yeah, yeah. They were like sticker that would coat your entire Game Boy in sticker and give
it camouflage.
Like, camouflage, or it would be like blue and pink neon, yeah. Like lightning bolts. And you're like, oh! That's rad. So no Game Boy stories?
Not really. It's just they were lifesavers, though. Jesus.
Did you ever do the connect the link cable?
Hell yeah.
That was like your first multiplayer gaming ever.
For Tetris Showdowns. That's what it was. It was always just spending hours with those blocks.
The worst thing for me with Tetris was when my mom discovered it when I was like 10. And she realized not only did she like it, but she was good at it. No, she liked it.
Oh, it was cool.
And so I'd come home and my mom was playing my fucking Game Boy. She's like, I bought it. I can play if I want to. I paid for it. I'm like, no, you shouldn't touch it. You're going to break it. I'll play with your jewelry or whatever moms do. I'll play with your ironing board.
I wish you would.
I don't play within your cleaning supplies.
Play in your washing machine or your fucking Formula 409. Give me my Game Boy.
Yeah. Dump out the Windex.
I don't really have stories because, like, they were just like, and just play. I mean, I have more stories like, you fucking just, you play the shit out of it, but, like, everyone's like, hey, you want to come over? I bought Optimus Prime. You're just playing. You're like, what?
Wait, what does that sound?
That's like a jack off noise.
That's the
two button.
Yeah, that's what you were doing. You're like, yeah, come over and play.
I'm like, whoa, as soon as I get done.
Yeah, just about,
we had,
about another minute.
I will say, though, that once everyone you knew had a Game Boy, it was pretty much required to be on your person at all times. Because if you showed up and everyone had one,
it was like not having your sidearm.
Oh, no.
Hence the holster.
Damn right.
Matter of fact, when I bought DS was because I went to lunch with a bunch of fucking dudes from Gearbox one time, and everyone had a DS with Tetris except for me, and luckily somebody had an extra.
Oh,
and so while we're waiting for our pizza at Vito's, there's like six people playing multiplayer Wi-Fi Tetris, and I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever done. I went out and bought one like 2 days later.
Actually,
my wife got it for me for my birthday.
That is the only thing that's great about that thing now. And granted, that's all I want to do. It's like, do you have Tetris? Do you have Tetris? And then I'm like,
do you know they don't make that game anymore?
Yeah.
Tetris DS has been off the market for years. And on eBay, they go for like $75.
Wow. Now.
They're kick ass.
And it's like their best game.
Yeah.
And that Mario was fantastic, too.
Yeah.
And honestly, the multiplayer on Mario was a lot of fun, too. We would take them if we were waiting for a movie or something. And do a little thing where we'd chase each other around and steal each other's mushrooms. It's awesome. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mario Kart.
Pretty badass on that. All right, so Oprah joined Twitter last week, and Twitter has seen a 43% jump in traffic. I'm assuming from Oprah fans.
I want to get that Twitter.
Oprah said, I need to get the Twitter, and I think I'm going to do it. And it sounds like something you do with your clitoris.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think Oprah's had her Twitter that twiddled.
Her Twitter twitterated.
Oh yeah, no!
I think Gail's been twittering her twittulations for quite a while.
Late night.
I'm sure Stedman's never seen it.
Oh boy!
Because of the you need the
Stedman's or beard.
Oh yeah,
her man beard.
Or yeah, I don't know.
Also, the one, did you see when Shaq corrected her first tweet?
Yeah.
He's like, Oprah, you've got your caps lock on, lol.
Yeah.
What have we come to?
I love it. Fucking Shaquille O'Neal, like one of the best known athletic superstars in the world, is correcting Oprah Winfrey's Twitter etiquette. Her Twitticket.
LOL.
Yeah, and he's doing it. He did it all like
it's
in,
like, dog, your caps locks are on, lol. Yeah.
Switch, I gotta go make a dunk.
Yeah. No, he did that mid dunk.
Yeah.
What? Does he have to have a special phone? Because his hands are the size of fucking oven mitts.
I don't know, but that
would mitts.
That wouldn't be funny to see him try to tweet his Twitter.
Do you? I mean, he's one of the highest followed people, and not because he's a celebrity. He's funny.
Yeah,
and
it's
so weird.
I follow him because he's funny. Yeah,
totally. That's so fucking weird.
You know, they say it's actually him, but yeah, you bring up a good point. The hands. He's got to have somebody do it for
he's
him.
He's got some sort of like.
He's got to have an official Twitter.
He
like,
hires
right
a dude
there.
Just to
but
walk
he just
with
turns
him.
And tells him,
"Hey,
hey
just
yo,
walk with me.
Hey, Twitter yeah. this.
I want you to Twitter
he recites,
this.
Yeah, he recites Twitters.
Yeah, he dictates.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a slam dunk.
Whoosh. Right now.
See that? Totally slam dunk.
What was that?
What
That's
was
big
that?
Fingers. It's slow.
Chunk. He's actually got a giant IBM keyboard, like from the 80s, hooked up to his phone. But in his hand, it looks like he's just texting.
Maybe he's got a Twitter wand.
I pay for this baby cash. One of them in a hot hand in a dice game.
Tron. World's richest man.
Kind of like Shaquille O'Neal.
He's funny as shit.
Oprah's brought all of her celebutante friends and the housewives and moms of America onto the Twitter nets. And I think it's all downhill from here. It's like a year ago when people were like, oh, shit, my mom befriended me on fucking Facebook. I'm closing my account.
Wasn't last week when we were like, what's going to be the downfall of like Twitter?
This is it. I predicted it. I'm right.
Oprah.
But you know what? You don't have to follow these people. And if they follow you, who cares?
Well, that's the good thing about Twitter is that you don't have to see anything you don't want to see. But I have a feeling now that it's going to start getting diluted with all this
with a bunch
shit.
Of useless shit that it
already
is. Already?
It is already. Look, I want to know who's
it's
the sandwiches necessary. That people like Will Wheaton are eating, not the sandwiches that people like Oprah Winfrey are eating.
Right.
Or having made for them.
As actually, 30 minutes ago, the real Shaq.
Yeah, the real Shaq.
Made a tweet to Oprah.
What do you say?
It just says, Oprah, wherever you are, the letter you are a fabulous woman. That's
maybe she got her feelings hurt.
Probably.
Listen to this. This is what's fucked up. Okay, here's who's Oprah's following 11 people. She has almost 600,000 followers, and that'll go up, you know, into the millions, I'm sure, very soon. She's tweeting Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's Twitter is nothing but like press shit. I wouldn't be surprised.
Got
if
off
it was
the
his.
Plane.
Yes, got off the plane. Going
got
to
in
movie
the car.
Premiere.
Got done with Q&A.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was his assistant.
Just Twittering his calendar.
Oh, she's not. She's talking to Shaq.
Who's number one right now?
Fucking Ashton Kutcher.
He beat CNN, right?
Ashton Kutcher has a fucking... And he's a dumbass. He's a fucking moron. And this is what I hate about this now. I don't like that these fucking celebrities are interacting together. Like, Ashton Kutcher was like, yo, dogs, I'm donating mosquito nets for malaria. 20,000. Who's in? And then Oprah's like, I'm in, A-Dog. And then like... And then she's like, what about you, the real Shaq? Malaria nets?
Oh, yeah, 20,000.
You caps lock her on, lol.
What's malaria? I gotta go make a dunk.
I get paid $11 million for every dunk. I'm gonna go do three.
What's up? I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm gonna go do three right now. There, I just did. $33 million. I think I'll buy some shoes.
Hey, I sure like some of those Doritos.
You know, that guy... He had to be fabulously wealthy, otherwise he would be the largest homeless man. Because he
why would he be homeless?
Here's why: he cannot buy clothing or shoes.
Can't fit in the store.
Right. He can't even drive a car. He would have the worst life. He has to go have his cars not only special made, but like reinforced. They have to have more shocks. Because he's like 300 pounds.
Yeah, they
it's
put like
the fucking in. Back seat in the like the front seat's in the back seat like that from Police Academy when Jones did that.
Rips it out.
Yeah.
That's a good callback.
You've seen that SNL skit with him and...
yes, where he spanks him.
But you can just see how massive he really is.
He fits 4 feet on either side of a couch.
I mean, when he's sitting on, what's his name's lap? He's like, tiny.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Now you sit come, down right here.
You come over
take
here.
Take your medicine. You know this hurts me more
don't
than it hurts
me. Don't make me spank your ass.
What did you do tonight? Did you have fun?
Speaking of Tracy Morgan, you watch 30 Rock last night?
No.
Before Lash?
Nope.
It's so fucking good. Are you not watching 30 Rock?
I try to, but...
It's the best show on TV.
No, I know, but I really want to get caught up. By I just far. Like watching him on DVD almost. I watch him at my
best
pace.
Show on TV. Period.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to run back into the Lost problem where I'm caught up and then I'm like, "Fuck!"
It's not. There's not.
I hate
there's
having
not
to
a,
wait.
No, there's not a like a consistency between them. They're all pretty much standalone.
Sure.
Of hilarity.
No, it's a great show. I agree,
Oprah, dude. All right, so Oprah, Twitter ruined, fail. I quit. Last thing. This woman says she took a cell phone picture of a hobbit in Qatar. And it looks like a crazy fucking, like evil monkey gremlin. Have you seen it?
No.
It's obviously fake. It's the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Is this our,
Is it a Orang Pendak?
What's that?
It's the tiny man of, like, Malaysia.
No. Okay. A woman in Qatar snapped a photo of a creature in a parking lot with whom many witnesses also claim to have seen. This is like it could have been, this is like the leprechaun. Someone says there's a leprechaun, they're like, I want to go! I want the hobbit go!
That's probably somebody with a, that's probably a crackhead.
Yeah.
Got into the wrong stuff.
Got into a hobbit hole.
Is that the picture?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's not...
Or is that a fake picture?
I don't know. Is that the picture, though?
The report from an Arab newspaper, blah, 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 quoting... maybe it's fake. I mean, maybe this isn't the real picture.
That doesn't look like it. Well, is it on the ground?
That doesn't look like a parking lot to me.
It looks like it does, Qatar, actually. Just a bunch of rocks.
Oh, well, that's what their parking lot, that's what their 7-Elevens look like. The picture of the strange-looking creature. No, this is it.
That
this
isn't...
Is it?
I guess so.
Looks like a dog to me.
The hand looks photoshopped.
The eyes and everything looks photoshopped.
Yeah, the photoshopping of it looks photoshopped. So it's got cool hair, though.
Hair plugs?
Yeah, it's got pretty cool hair plugs, like Joe Biden hair.
Hairpiece.
Oh my god, dude. So we were at the mall today, in the kid playground area, and this woman goes, I walk right past her, and loud as fucking day, she goes, no, they gave me Valtrex, it's a prescription, and then they gave me a cream to rub on it, too.
Oh, God. Was she in the play park?
She was sitting right there, fucking talking to her friend.
No Did you pants. Hear the sizzling when you walk by? Like insects wanting to get out of that. Oh, God!
Yeah, there was a rustling in her cooter area. There's a cloud around it.
Wow.
With flies.
Cooter gymnastics.
Like, what the fuck are you... I hope you're talking about, like, a fucking... cold sore or something.
In her taint.
Yeah. Taint sore.
In.
Wow.
Yeah, in the taint.
Ugh.
Underneath the skin.
Anyway, so hobbits, get out of the road of Qatar.
Hobbits, get off the road.
Seriously, bro.
Hobbits.
There's hobbits everywhere, bro.
You know, that's where they're living. They're living in Osama's cave.
When they said get off the road, they did not say go into the cave.
Get them.
What?
I got the spray for the wasp, and I spray the little fuckers, and they don't die. It says kills on contact, but it doesn't say hobbits.
Aheeb over there said that if I took a bag full of water and put it at the front of the entrance...
It doesn't work.
It's supposed to throw off their vision, and they
disorient them. It doesn't work.
No.
I put down some traps.
This same guy who sold me VHS with...
with no fast forward, bro! How am I supposed to skip to the titty parts of when I'm watching Starship Troopers, you know?
Auto-tracking? Let me tell you something about auto-tracking.
Look, I'm watching a thrice-dubbed VHS of Starship Troopers off Showtime late night, and I can't skip to the titty parts? It's bullshit, man.
The good
you know
thing
what we
is,
need
though,
in goddamn... We need goddamn universal remote. Can't even buy one here.
It's a good thing, though, that bro bring me late night tacos at midnight Doritos.
This is all I've had to eat for 3 months.
Where are the Doritos?
Tastes like fresh. Tastes like fresh lizard with a little bit of butter sauce.
At first. Then after again, 3 months, it tastes like fresh shit.
Then again, everything tastes like lizard. But what am I, hey, what am I saying? Hey.
Papa, it's all good.
Yes.
It's all good. Whoa.
Papa Beer.
What?
You think Papa John's delivers to the cave of Afghanistan? And just
and this through. Guy's like, Osama, you realize we have to kill the delivery boy.
I know we gotta kill the delivery boy, but bro. Man, I don't fucking care.
I could really go for one of those yellow peppers that they put in the corner.
Oh, so good. I love those
things. I'd kill for one of those.
You tell them to bring you extras, and they tell you it's gonna be money, and you're like, fuck you, bro.
You know who I am?
You know who I am? Osama bin Laden. Now deliver my fucking shit, and they never come. They don't even come when I tell them who I am.
Hey, that's cool.
You should be scared of me, bro.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal, and that's awesome.
So Shaquille and Osama are Twitter friends now?
Hey, Shaquille, bro, you are too cool. With the UR, like, not spelled out, but with the letters.
You should start you the real.
The real Osama.
Osama on Twitter. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
This fucking thing isn't working again.
God, how am I. Look, I'm still doing the text message Twitter because I got an old Nokia 3130 or whatever, and this don't work so good, bro.
Stop nudging me.
I can't see the updates too good. I have to go back to my 14.4 modem laptop.
Hey, Osama, send me your address, and I'll send you
what's
a
up,
new
bro?
Phone.
Lil.
Put you on my top five.
I see what you're trying to do there. You're trying to get my address. I see what you're doing there.
The real Shaq is such a kidder.
Quick guy there.
I follow him. I follow Adam from the Mythbusters. I love that show.
That guy got lots of good ideas.
We've only got season one, but I'm waiting till that guy builds a bomb. Whoa, if they got like the later seasons of Mythbusters, you'd be like, holy shit, bro. That's a pretty good idea. You can build that shit with stuff we have in the cave.
Hey, Ahmed, why don't we splice in some of this in our recruiting video of the Mythbuster explosion?
It's like blowing up.
These guys know how to do it. Let me tell you one thing.
A fucking rocket slid, bro. Goddamn. That would be some terrorism right there.
I could finally get to the other end of the cave in no time with my rocket sled.
It will cost $40,000 a trip. That's okay, I'm rich. I don't give a shit.
Here, two lizards for
and he makes it rain.
Fucking Osama, make it rain.
Did you see this last Mythbusters?
Suck it. Yeah.
With the
Every week.
Every week it's like the biggest explosion.
I love it.
This last one, what was it? They were like, the last big one they did was 800 pounds or 800.
Yeah, this was like 5,000 pounds.
5,000 pounds.
Of explosion.
Of explosion.
And then it didn't work or it didn't do anything.
Well, no, I don't even know why they did that. They just did it just because they could.
They didn't explain that one very well. I bet they cut out a bunch because they didn't explain that one very well.
No, they didn't. They just wanted to show a badass explosion. And it was awesome.
We like the explosions.
That explosion. When you see sonic boom of the sound waves just being crackled.
When you can see that shit, man. You know it's good.
Oh, man. Let me tell you one thing. You can't pick that up on VHS when you try to record explosion.
I'm going to grow a mustache like Jamie. I've already got all the hair. I'm just going to cut it so I have like a walrus mustache, bro.
You think it's a good look?
I think I'm going to wear a beret and white shirts with black undershirts.
Very intimidating.
Like Jamie Hyneman. But and then I can go to America and they'll be like, Jamie, give me your autograph. And I'd be like, boo, Osama, ha, fuck you.
Boom.
I probably won't do that because then they would get arrested. But, you know, they'd chop my nuts off, bro.
So they, The best thing for me on that episode of Mythbusters was them shooting the cow vagina lube out of the squirt guns.
Yeah, that was so...
And just seeing it arc across the screen in big lubey...
Ropiness.
Ropes of lube, yeah. Ropey strands.
Oh.
That was pretty awful. I didn't appreciate that. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, and it made me not want to have a hamburger
cow
for
sex.
A while. Yeah.
Made you not want to birth a cow.
Yeah. I don't have that lube.
Here's what I like. That they make that. And that apparently like cows didn't get along very well before we started lubing up their cow vaginas to have babies.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be doing that.
We're not supposed to be drinking their milk either.
That's true.
Wait, so you mean even. Like... Are you saying in order for the cows to have sex that the roofie shit would, like when the cows would go to the bar
together?
There's
nothing to do with sex. It's all post-coitus. Post-impregnation.
Right. But before, when they're in the cow bars.
Mm-hmm. Post-coitus.
Yeah. He's like, hey, you want to drink some of this milk? And he's like, it looks like something's in there. No, it's cool. It's cool, babe.
Why is it blue?
Trust me. That's cool.
Shut up and drink it.
And then, like, she gets all, like, whatever, and he tips her over. Like a roofie.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yep. Can't count it, man. Sure.
Why not? Post-coitus.
Right, post.
So, since we're already talking about TV, let's talk about TV. Nobody but me watched Parks and Recreation.
I
did it because I felt like it was my job to.
I honestly...
You're doing your civic duty.
Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, that's what the show is about.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of just forgot about it until... Yeah.
It's forgettable.
Is it not good?
It could get good. Right now, it is a subpar Office clone, and The Office isn't fantastic. You know, The Office used to be the best show on TV, and then 30 Rock came back and... destroyed The Office in terms of hilarity. Parks and Recreation is like, hey, do you watch The Office? Do you like it? This is kind of like that.
It looks like it when the way it's filmed.
It even has
everything.
Like the same characters.
Yeah, the way it looks filmed and everything, I don't like that already. Because,
Amy Poehler is a female Michael Scott. Similarly inept and similarly oblivious, and parts of it are funny, but. And they'll keep it going. NBC is not the kind of channel to invest this much in what they consider to be a big-name comedy and not let it go for at least a season or two. I don't think it's in any danger of being canceled.
No.
But it's not. NBC's, I don't want to be like Fox. I don't want to be like Fox and say, fuck it, the first one sucked, don't watch it.
Well, no, NBC's smart because they're like, we'll get some new writers in there, or we'll try something, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. Like, let's massage what we got because... we liked it in the first place enough to actually put it on the air.
The Office almost got canceled like 3 times early on.
Yeah.
After the pilot, it almost didn't make it.
And then the first season, they said, there's no way this is coming back. And then the first season DVDs came out, and they were like, holy fuck, people like it.
I'm just going to go ahead and wear this.
Okay. Wolverine glove.
You should use that as your screen instead.
What?
Your mic screen.
Oh.
So somebody on the chat is asking how Better Off Ted compares. I watch Better Off Ted. Better Off Ted, I'll tell you honestly, all the new shows that are out now are like poor clones of things that have been canceled or are still on. Because Better Off Ted is kind of a wannabe Arrested Development. It wants to be super irreverent and super almost like that in-joke quality that Arrested Development cultivated in the first episode. But it's not good enough to do that. So, I honestly, I'd say try it, and if you like it, fantastic. I watched one episode, and I just didn't like it. I don't know. It wasn't funny enough for me to come back.
Speaking of Arrested Development, there was an article. I was reading this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an article with Buster.
Uh-huh.
It's actually pretty interesting, just because of his story. This is in Paste magazine, by the way.
Paste?
Yeah.
What kind of magazine is that?
It's like
music?
It's like music.
It's mostly music.
It's mostly music, but it's kind of also like... cool, like, culture stuff. Like, you know, Arrested Development, you know, is in here. Or it's not that he's in here, but the actor's in here, and they kind of talk to him, and they're like, so what the fuck is he doing now?
He's been in a few movies.
Well, they were saying that he was, like, literally doing Shakespeare in the Park before Arrested Development, like, finally picked up. That was his big break. But he's, like, he's in Chuck. He's actually going to be in Boldly Going Nowhere. Or he's in the pilot. It talks about that in here.
With the dudes from Sunny.
Yeah, the Sunny team.
Producing it.
The Goods, the Don Reddy story, some film. The Informant, Answer Men, and the Arrested Development movie. But yeah, it's actually a good magazine. But it's an interesting article just because...
Uncle Father Oscar.
Lucille. What?
Lucille. Coca, Coca.
Chickens don't clap. But yeah, it seems like everyone's trying to cash in on that wishing well of like, oh, that was awesome. We only need 2 elements of that with a little bit of water.
No, yeah, it's like one actor and some of the same style of the thing we shouldn't have canceled. So, like for instance, so Parks and Recreation, it might get there, but right now, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. Amy Poehler is the only person on the show that I give a shit about. All the people they've surrounded her with are bland, I guess.
Sure.
Rashida Jones is on there, who played Jim's girlfriend on The Office, and she's good, but...
Yeah, she was in
I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
And she's funny in that, but, I saw that, but she plays a straight up... Oh, you did see it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it in movies.
It was, yeah, she's okay, but I don't see her as like a second leading, like she's no what's his face from The Office, Dwight.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're not going to tap that goal. You need to just go find something else.
Is that what she's supposed to be? The Dwight?
No, not at all. She's supposed to be almost the straight man, but she doesn't, I don't want to get into the whole plot. Basically, Amy Poehler is trying to build a park, and that's the whole first season is going to be about that, I guess, but she's in city government, and I'm like, okay, the ins and outs of an office were funny, but the ins and outs of city government are not that funny. It's not very relatable, you know? Not many people have to deal with city government. Everyone has to deal with offices. So, also, it started off as a spinoff. It was supposed to be a Dunder Mifflin Branch spinoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they switched it midstream. Same people and everything. That's Aziz Ansari was supposed to be on it, and he's still on it, but just different show.
That's why you never change horses in midstream.
There you go. He's kind of funny on it. But look, I'd give it a solid 75% watch it. Don't get too, you know, stuck on it. There's really nothing much there.
What are you, you want to open those? It's my claws.
Shnink, shnink. So I also watched the new, speaking of Arrested Development, the new cartoon from Mitch Hurwitz.
Denise watched that, I think.
Called Sit Down, Shut Up. It is... Why did they cancel Clone High, the cartoon?
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
Here's what's interesting. Denise told me this. She said that she thought it was funny, but she thought it was funny because she recognized the voices, and it wouldn't have been funny if it wasn't those actors doing those voices. She's like, if it was regular generic voices, she's like, I don't know if I would buy into that.
Will Forte is in it doing the Abe voice, which you're like, okay, why?
Which is Will Forte, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But why is this show canceled? Job is in it.
Right.
Michael is in it. The lawyer Barry is in it. Fonzie's in
it.
Yeah,
the Fonz.
The black dude from SNL.
Lando?
No, the black dude from SNL.
Carizian?
No, not Billy Good Burger. Williams.
The guy who's...
Good Burger. Good Burger's in it.
Gumby?
No, that's Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
His brother? Too far. Charlie? No. He's in it playing a woman.
Oh, fuck your couch. Fuck your couch.
Oh, yeah.
You want some pancakes?
Bitches. So, yeah, I would say watch it because there's probably nothing else on TV like that right now.
Wait, was that actually on TV or was it just on Hulu?
No, it was between.
Was it just in your head.
It was after Simpsons after Family Guy or
That's
something.
That's probably why I didn't even see it. Because
it's on that Fox bad animation 4-hour
rule
block.
In the nation.
Yeah, what used to be like the power horse of their, like, it was the
power horse.
Power horse?
Eli just coined the phrase horse.
Power horsed.
The thunder horse?
It was the power thunder horse at midnight, late night, that led like their lineup into the week, which is now totally fizzled.
Did anyone see the 420 episode of Family Guy?
Yeah, man.
It was weird.
It was like...
I thought it could have been way
better.
It was your
typical Family Guy kind of like preachiness, but almost like, no, we're really trying to make a point. So it was kind of toned down.
The song was kind of interesting.
That was interesting. 2 episodes in a row, the Family Guy has done Atheists Aren't Evil and Pot Should Be Legal, which is interesting to me. On the network that owns Fox News, and then... I think I posted this on Twitter, but immediately after that episode was the, like, my anti-drug Rise Above campaign.
Their parody, though, of that one anti-drug campaign with the dog and the dude.
Yes.
That was hilarious. Can you move your car? I need to get out. Yeah. Well, let me just finish this
that
joint first.
So bizarre. Okay.
The dog comes, you're a piece of shit because you smoke pot. I hate you. I'm going to go kill myself now. Hey, man, I'm just trying to chill out. I hate you. Or some, I don't know. It was good.
It was good-ish. Family Guy is like every third episode is a little funny.
That's why I just, without consistency, I watch it 1 week and I'm like, nah, pff, fucking.
But there's nothing on Sunday night, so except for those TiVo, Fox cartoons,
everything that I missed in the week that I'm catching up on shit. Like, you know, we're here right now, so I'll be watching Dollhouse Sunday.
I'll be watching it when you guys leave.
Or whatever. I don't, you know, because I'll go home and play Resident Evil 5 for a while or whatever.
So this guy, Jean-Luc, just Twittered that he was the one that asked me about, I didn't realize he was asking me if Arrested Development was better than Better Off Ted. Arrested Development's the best half-hour sitcom that's ever been produced. If you haven't seen it, you should purchase all three seasons. You can probably pick them up used.
Fuck, you can buy them $30 at Walmart for like $12.
I mean, they're cheap. It's the best show that's ever been made. Period.
I give it a one claw up for number one.
Give it all three claws up since you have them.
Chink, chink, chink. Chink.
That's not getting hot. I mean, I'm hot enough without.
Shall I call you Logan or Weapon X?
You call me Wolverine.
Shink, shink, shink.
See what he's doing there is his berserker move.
Yeah. No, I've seen that movie 100,000 times. Just like you. Just like everybody else.
Shout out to Kevin Smith.
So anyway, yeah, if you're not watching Arrested Development, you're wrong about that. Watch it. Sit down, shut up. You know, whatever. Try it. I wasn't happy about it. I just want Clone High back every day of my life.
Yeah, talk about genius. That was like so well orchestrated, like comedy. It's so bizarre that it was actually, it was that well done on a cartoon comic. That's, there were so many, like, I don't want to say clones of that, but like so many attempts at that sort of comedy and humor. Like, what was it? You remember Mission Hill?
Oh, that was a great show.
It was a good show, but
I
liked
that show.
It was different, but I think that's what they were trying for. It was like,
It wasn't about being a cartoon. It just happened to be a cartoon.
Right.
It was just a show.
It was like Smart Simpsons for like a different crowd.
Was that the one that was based on a college?
No.
Mission
Hill's like,
no, I'm thinking of undergrad. Undeclared or undergrads.
Undeclared
or something
was
like that.
Never
mind. Go ahead.
Mission Hill was on the original Adult Swim lineup.
Mission Hill. Oh, with Will Ferrell.
No.
No.
I don't
what
think
was the one where the guys with no okay
Oblongs. Which was a good cartoon.
What was Mission Hill? What the fuck
is
was
this
that?
Guy? He was a cartoonist, in fact, incidentally, or an aspiring cartoonist.
Okay,
and he had like a I hate my life job at a mattress.
Oh, he gets fired, or no?
And his little brother moves in with him because his parents kick him out of the house. Like, where we want to retire, so you have to take care of your teenage brother, put him through school, whatever. It was weird. So
they move in with
this really nerdy, straight laced, goody two shoes kid moves in with his older brother, who's like a total stoner, like whatever. Hey, what's up? You know, and I draw cartoons. I want to be a cartoonist, and he's got his friends, and it's just things happen.
It's a cartoon.
It was like a sitcom.
Yeah, it really was. It was like what it wanted to be was like Arrested Development cartoon, but it was nowhere near like that. But it was interesting. That was the first time I'd seen a cartoon where it's like, wait a minute, they're not using like the quirkiness of the cartoon to their advantage.
They're not taking
a vehicle for their writing,
right? Yeah,
but it could have very easily been live action.
Yeah, it's like when
Brian Posehn was in it. Brian Posehn was really the voice of his best friend, the other stoner guy.
Oh yeah, it was all right. There's like one season of it, I think.
Huh,
that's it.
And it was on Adult Swim.
Yeah, yep. They used the
it used to be on Fox.
They used to have
us. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say their theme intro is from Cake's
Italian Leather Sofa.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's the intro to the song. Or oh, to the show.
To the Wolverine. The Caprica DVD came out, but none of us got it yet. So
no.
We can't really comment. We can only say that it's out.
Don't know if I really
want. Have you heard reviews?
I don't particularly. The reviews are like, yeah, this show has nothing to do with Battlestar, so if you like it, you won't like it for that.
Yeah,
you'll like it for different reasons. It's a drama.
The name.
It's a drama with robots.
If right. you like, you know, Isai Morales or The Fly 2, then you might like this movie. that's the only
wow.
thing it's got going, I think.
Wow. Go Eric Stoltz. Fly 2.
Wow.
Love watching that guy throw up on people's legs and melting them. Man. I'm gonna watch the pilot just out of curiosity. I doubt very seriously I'm gonna get into the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean,
will it even make it? I mean, won't they base it off of the sales of this DVD?
It is going to series.
It is?
The DVD is so that people do not forget about it because Battlestar is already over. That's actually what they said. They don't want people to go, oh, God, that Battlestar, that was a year ago. I don't even remember that anymore. Fuck that. But every review I've read is like, okay, it's a drama. It's a family drama. There's some criminess in it. There's some science-iness in it. It has nothing to do with Battlestar at all. And
there's a lot of gangsters
in it. Don't worry about it.
Like mobsters.
Too bad.
Like from Chicago?
Yeah.
Like from Chicago.
Caprica.
From Caprica. So Caprica is the Chicago of the 12 colonies.
Ah, oh, that would be great.
Like you'd get a Caprican pizza.
Ooh, deep dish.
Hey, who ordered the pie?
Who ordered the deep dish Caprican pie? The Bears. I mean, the Caprican team equivalent. Oh, they'd have a pyramid team, I suppose.
Seabucks right. Rule.
The Seabucks, yeah. The Seabucks.
Hey, who ordered a pizza over here?
Hey! Caprica over here.
That'd be
FTLs
awesome.
And such.
That would be awesome if on Caprica.
It's all just really bad references.
If on Caprica.
Robots and lasers and such. Hey!
They're watching a show on Caprica that's
Drainus.
Like. It's like.
Hey!
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 Which guy operating a Drainus lost a leg over here? Who's hopping around on one leg over here? Hey, Gator, what's up? You fairy?
Yep. Oh. Whoa. No, I was going to say, it would be funny if on Caprica they're watching a show that's like The Sopranos, but it takes place in the future. So they show him going over the bridge, but it's like a future bridge and all that shit. I would watch that show.
What?
The Sopranos, but in the future, like on Caprica, they're watching regular TV and there's a show that's like The Sopranos.
Future Sopranos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is getting more and more difficult.
I know.
The Space Pranos. The Star Pranos.
The Jetsons.
Yeah, they just default.
Robert Rodriguez is making a Jetsons movie. We'll talk about that in just a second.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah.
Is What's Her Nuts in it? Of course.
Oh, his wife girlfriend?
Yeah.
She plays Rosie.
Mr. J!
Wow.
What do you want, Rosie, over here?
Over here! So the Star
They don't build them like that anymore.
The Space Pranos are in the Jetsons now?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Cylons and shit! Over here!
Hey, look at this tin can over here, hey!
Hey! Oh, what's he gonna do? Shoot me with a machine gun arm? Hey! Oh, he did. Well, that sucks.
That's a big-ass can of pizza pie pasta over
can
there.
Can of pizza pie. That's a big-ass can of pizza pie.
At late night. Tacos at midnight.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you taco about?
Hey!
Hey! Oh!
Watch the taco over here.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Hey, don't be throwing your taco over here!
Why'd you set the taco down?
Multiple Dreadus contacts over here. Whoa.
Yeah, I can't get these FTLs to fire up over here.
God damn. Whoa. Where's the chief when you need him?
It's a bunch of garbage. Garbage. It's garbage.
Hey.
Sci-fi would stand to make a lot of money to redo all Battlestar, but like Boston.
That's what, we're doing Chicago style.
That's how the mobsters, because
Battlestar.
Caprica.
Caprica. Hey! No, it's the same show.
Where's the shipping company?
But we've overdubbed it and reshot a few key scenes.
So they have, like, featured.
Yo, look at this bald Jamook in the goo over here flying this fucking Battlestar. What's this shit over here?
So they have, like.
got a fucking skin job flying my fucking starship over here.
So they got, like,
might as well take a mime of gazoons and let them go ahead and just, smash them to the ground. Roll well with them with an Oldsmobile, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, you know, like, busting my balls over here.
Hey, and just busting your beans.
Can't believe it's busting your beans, hey.
And then Mars like,
Bill, you've got to let him put him in charge of the battle. So you don't talk about my business.
Woman.
I told you, never ask about my business, never ask about my Battlestar.
But the Cylons, Bill.
Woman!
Over Bill. Here.
Over here.
The Cylons!
The Cylons, Bill. You with your mouth.
I'm the president, Bill.
I swear, one of these days.
One of these days, Laura.
I'm going to put you in that airlock, and I'm going to pull that lever. And bada bing, you can be bada out bing. That airlock.
And bam, you're out there.
Deep space,
you're
woman.
You're out of here.
Bada bing.
Bingo, bango, boom. You're gone. Next.
Freck. What the frick is this over here? Fucking skin jobs everywhere. My fucking exo's a skin job over here.
Can't believe it. What's this world coming
to? I've
known
him for 40 years.
Can't believe it.
My dear mother, God rest her soul. Maybe she was a skin job over here.
Look, I mean, no disrespect.
No disrespect.
But,
no disrespect.
I love every mother, you know. I love every mother like a mother.
Your mother.
Look at this guy over here.
God rest his soul.
I love him like a brother. Is what I'm saying.
It's a freaking skin job, and I love him like a brother. I love him. I love him. Let me give you a kiss. Come here.
Bell.
Come here. Let me give you a kiss. On the lips.
So if we had to recast
Bell,
that.
Let me give you a kiss. Freaking skin job over here. Look at this guy. Get a load of this guy. Look at the balls on this guy.
Check out the kazooms on this one over here. Can you believe this? I'm turning Jewish. Boy.
With the Cylons.
Can you believe what's going on over here? I can't believe it.
This is, you know, the second Cylon War.
Mobster and Jewish.
Meshuggah. Jewish mobsters in space.
That would be, that's space
Sold.
Balls, actually.
Done. Go to print.
It's been done. It's called Spaceballs.
That's true. That is true.
Bada bing.
Hey. Bada bing over here. Fire up the FTLs over here. Let's jump the fuck out of here. All the windows on the Battlestar are tinted.
When there's just a bunch of... No, walking around in tracksuits?
Yeah, no, they're in colonial tracksuits. His admiral, gold stars or whatever is a medallion.
It's the emblem.
Yeah, it's the Battlestar logo on a big fucking medallion.
Hey,
gotta represent my Battlestar over here. There's a whole ship that makes tracksuits.
Hey, Bill, the fracking tracksuit ship is that a deuterium over here?
Go, get him some more. Gotta have them fucking tracksuits over here.
Well, I gotta do everything.
I'm gonna run a fucking military without any fucking armada without any tracksuits. Fleet needs a tracksuit over here. Next thing you tell me, the gold chain ships can't fly.
What?
Or the pizza pie ship. Is that a pizza?
It's trailing behind him.
Yeah. There's a delivery raptor that's constantly flying back and forth to the Battlestar. The CIC is like the back room of a pool hall.
I'm going to say the side room to a strip club
or
something.
Yeah, okay, the CIC is a strip club, and then Adama's office is the back room with like the card table.
See, the Battlestar Galactica is actually a big strip club ship in disguise.
It's a casino.
Well, no, the casino's in the back, because they can't have that in the front. That's not legal.
Hey, Baltar took up some space where the abandoned slot machines are over here, with his fucking harem of bitches.
Don't even get me started about Baltar.
Fucking Baltar.
Baltar, that piece of shit.
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
Fucking
can't
asshole.
Believe this
Look
pizza.
At this asshole.
Hey, he doesn't come from old country. We can't trust him.
Yo,
he's one of us.
He's a Tauron. Ooh. Don't get me started on the Taurons. Much less the Geminons fucking...
Bunch of fucking farmers.
fucking low class. No class on the Geminons. Fucking assholes. All right, moving on.
Thank you, Jesus!
Did you want to talk about Mutant Chronicles over here?
Oh my god, the Mutant Chronicles.
Mutant Chronicles over here.
Sorry, Thomas Jane.
Tom Jane over here.
The I'm homeless
Tom,
guy.
I'm Tom Jane.
From Arrested Development.
Yeah. Mutant Chronicles is a low budget direct to TV.
Actually, it's not low budget. No,
it's not direct to not direct to.
Well, it's direct to TV, then to theaters, starring Hellboy and being John Malkovich
as himself,
and
right.
Thomas Jane is a homeless dude.
He's not homeless.
No, he's not.
So,
he is in real life.
The 45-minute preview that played between episodes of Arrested Development on HDNet. Makes it seem like a few corporations own the world.
Yeah, conceptually.
And then mutants start crawling up out of the center of the earth.
Then that happens.
And then they're fucked. Is there anything you want to say about it? Was it good?
I T-voted it. I haven't seen it yet.
Conceptually.
It's in that 100% green screen style.
Yeah,
like it's that Sin City kind of.
They went out and said that they.
Well, they green screened a bunch of
miniatures. Everything.
Miniatures.
They wanted to use matte painting. They wanted to do everything old school. So kick ass for them, but it really shows in high definition.
It's
like,
got an interesting visual look to it. I mean, it's not.
It
doesn't look super professional.
It's, you know, just the fact that it's kind of a steampunk based sort of world. that in itself brings right. in this certain aesthetic to the whole thing. You know, everything's real muted, lots of browns, lots of golds, you know, that type of color palette. And, of course, Steam, defined by steam. It's pretty cool when there's a whole scene where they're taking off in a big-ass steam-powered ship, and it's like this whole montage and showing just how, like, Herculean a task it is to lift a giant ironclad, essentially like a space train, into the air
mm-hmm.
and get it flying to like a, you know, to over Europe. It was, that part was pretty cool. I thought they'd handle that well, but otherwise, Thomas Jane is just like a big, thick, like less expensive Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, yeah. Does it end up coming? I mean, is it end up being a halfway watchable sci-fi, or is it more of a monster movie? Or
it's kind of like a it starts out as like, oh, this is kind of cool sci-fi, and then it turns into a monster flick, and it would make a great video game.
That, that was what was weird is, actually, I read a couple of reviews that said this would actually same thing. Like, this should have been a video game. It makes a lot more sense as a video game.
It would have been better, probably.
Maybe they're making a game and needed a movie to base it on, and it was cheaper to do it this way.
Apparently, this movie's been done for a while, but it's been leaked on the internet for quite some time. Huh. And a lot of people were, like, saying, like, well, and that's the thing. It's like, a lot of people didn't even know it was floating out there. And, because, yeah, it's getting a video on demand this week, and it goes into theaters next week. But it's only like small indie theaters.
Would you give it a recommendation, or is it like if you're bored and it's on TV?
Yeah, if you're bored, you know, it's on HDNet on demand up until it comes out next, like at the Magnolia
Friday.
Yeah, or something. So you can watch it around the clock whenever you want. And you know, if you got nothing else better to do and you want to see, like I said, it's interesting enough just to see some really cool steampunk design mm-hmm. sets. And decoration, like if you're into that stuff, watch it because it's pretty cool.
But if
you're looking for like a good sci-fi, like, oh wow, this is great. No, not so much.
You're still wearing that Wolverine glove.
Yeah, well, because it reminded me of my movie recommendations for the week,
which is
two of them. Last Saturday, Josh.
I'm gonna turn the air on while you're doing this.
Yes, Josh, James, Denise, myself watched two movies, and it felt very. We watched two movies, and it was very, very, like, going back to the old high school days.
Okay, he's gone.
Okay, we're running over the,
all right,
the pirate yeah. show.
This is what we need to do.
We're Somalian pirates, and we're taking over the show. Let me see if I have some.
The Blue Goose is on.
For those listening who are in the know.
Papa's mustache is leaning up against the wall.
The Falcon Eagle has landed on the moon, and is ready... to departure on the blue line.
The chair is on the door. The chair is on the door.
The frog is inside the dog, and it's ready. It's ready to hop the fence.
Because our boys need guns and bullets.
What movie were you talking about?
We totally just pirated your podcast.
What movie were you talking about?
We took over.
We took over, and now all the people are going to...
Hey, what movie did you want to recommend?
It's like Dollhouse. They all got activated just now.
What fucking movie do you want to recommend?
Two movies, and it was... This whole thing went down, like, very high school-ish. Like, hey, we're going to come over and watch fucked up movies.
Okay.
One of them was Tokyo Gore Police.
Sure.
And if you thought Rikki-O was fucked up,
mm-hmm.
it is. And this one's, like, two notches below it. And...
Two nachos?
Two nachos.
Is this on your five nacho scale?
On a five nacho scale, this one's a 4.5.
Wow.
With cheese? No cheese.
Jalapeno. Well, seven layer?
Jalapenos?
Midnight taco. Cheese.
Someone in the chat asked cheese. If these were pink tacho. Pink taco chips.
Tachos.
Pink tachos.
Well, there is a lot of neon on the back.
Where'd you get these, by the way? They just like promotional give them out?
They were right next to the mutant bear.
Oh, shit.
You actually walked right by them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that. So, yeah, Tokyo Gore Police.
Uh-huh.
Just beyond fucked up. So good. It was like the gore level of Rikki-O. And by the end, you're like, okay, well, if the fucking tractor trailer doesn't explode and blood comes shooting out of that, then this movie has been an epic failure. And, you know, sure enough, that's what happens. Granted, there's no tractor truck in it, but there's that level of blood.
I didn't understand anything that you just said.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, what are you talking about? 4.5...
nachos.
4.5.
Eli should
late
review
night.
Movies on television.
Yeah.
And no one would ever know if he liked it or not.
Taco.
And the scale would change every time.
They wouldn't know he's talking about movies.
No, the scale, he'd be like, this gets out of one ping per silly, this gets two. No, what are you talking about?
Right.
And then out of six Optimus Primes, this gets a Subway sandwich and a late night taco nacho.
What? So out of five late night taco at midnight nacho chips, this gets a 4.5.
I didn't understand that sentence.
And then
lots of blood, lots of Tokyo, lots of gore.
Yeah, lots.
The name says it all.
Lots of everything. It's
lots of tacos.
Extreme.
Were there any like chainsaw titties like there were in the last one?
There was samurai arms. This had an alligator, alligator vagina.
That's the porn name of Gilbert Taylor.
Yeah, alligator vagina is in it.
Also, was this the one that had baby with chainsaw arms?
No,
because we saw a trailer for that. You remember watching that a long time ago?
That was Machine Girl 2, I believe.
Oh, okay. There's a baby crawling around with chainsaw arms.
Now, this one has alligator vagina.
Okay.
That was awesome. And the other movie, which...
You can tell how jaded I am that I don't even react to that. It just seems normal.
Totally different movies.
I've been to the internet.
But Midnight Meat Train, which is a Clive Barker movie.
Okay. Yeah, I saw...
Or John Carpenter. No, it's Clive Barker.
Denise tweeted, like, no more Midnight Meat Train. And I responded, I was like, TMI?
Yeah, that sounds like somebody's going to train on you. The train of
like it's meat. It's a porno starring like
with late night tacos at midnight train.
John Thunderblast Johnson and Bob Midnight Train Williams or something.
Midnight Train Trainsburg.
Right. Mm-hmm. Midnight Meat Train.
Train Williams. Masterson is.
Train chest hair is.
Train
meat cockthrob.
Train to kill. But
Steam Train Shaughnessy is.
Steam Train Shaughnessy.
Midnight Meat Train.
Steam Train O'Shaughnessy.
I thought it was going to be like a gore fest, like Midnight or
what's it about?
Tokyo Gore Police. It's a Clive Barker, so it's like Hellraiser rearranged, like basically
demons and
yeah. And sure enough, I mean, I don't give away to any of the people that are listening, but if you see like,
please don't
really, because you're going to want to see this.
If you've seen Hellraiser and you're into like that kind of genre where. It's not like there's this huge storyline, but it's kind of cool
S&M.
Because it reminded me... No, not really. A lot of just bashing and murdering.
Suspension.
And stuff like that. And you're the whole time you're like, what the fuck? This makes no sense. But at the end, like Clive Barker's like, oh yeah, and then there's like an organization of whatever, and that explains it all. And you're like, oh.
I don't understand a word of what you're talking about.
Well, have you ever seen Hellraiser? No.
Those chips are
when I was much younger.
That's what I'm saying.
They're diluting my cognitive capacity right now.
Like Hellraiser, you're like, there's a box and it does fucked up shit. And in this movie, there's a train and they do fucked up shit on the train. And that's pretty much it. Like, seriously.
Honestly, Eli, if taken to task on it, I could probably explain Hellraiser a little bit better than there's a box and then there's fucked up shit. I mean, granted, you've touched on the key points.
Right.
But I could probably elaborate.
I there's
just saying.
There's not much to Hellraiser.
Just saying.
There's not a whole lot there.
Jaws. There's a shark. Shit gets fucked up.
There's a shark. They need a bigger boat. Fucking shark explodes.
Goonies. Pirate gold. Shit gets fucked up.
There's a Snickers bar. There's shit a little Asian up. Dude. And he's got booty.
That's a lot of...
Yeah, I went into depth.
That's a lot of depth there.
Yeah. That one was a two-pager. But yeah, that...
St. Elmo's fire. There's Elmo. Shit gets fucked up.
There's... where there's smoke, there's fire. It's an almost fire.
Wow, really?
Roadhouse. There's Patrick Swayze.
Shit gets fucked up.
Sam Elliott. Shit gets fucked up.
Dudes get fucked up.
Yeah, that's all you need to know on
that. You need to know on that one.
Waterworld. There's a
blind
world.
Dude. There's
shit gets
blind
fucked
dude.
Up.
Yeah. No, there's a dolphin in that one.
There is no dolphin in Waterworld. I'm sorry.
Midnight Meat Train. I give it an approval.
Dances
so,
with Wolves.
Five tacos
wolves,
out of five.
Sorry.
Or burritos. Taco burritos.
How many nachos again?
Five.
How many layers? Five-layer nachos.
Five layers of
for
nachos
the midnight
out of
meat
seven
train.
Burritos.
Right, out of three.
Not to be confused with Doritos.
Taco late train. Taco train to midnight. Just named this episode.
Sounds like a jazz song.
Taco train to midnight.
That was Taco train to midnight on the late
that
jazz.
Was, that was...
Midnight Taco train.
The smooth saxophone stylings of Ilavorio. El Viejo.
On the Midnight Meat Train.
El Viejo and his band.
The Midnight Meat Train at the Late Night Taco at Midnight.
Playing Midnight Meat Train.
Every night.
Taco Train to, off his album, Taco Train to Midnight.
Coming up next, we'll have
smooth Tex-Mex jazz.
Smooth like a salsa.
Coming up
only here on 107.4, smooth Tex-Mex jazz.
Coming up next, we're going to have Chocolate Smooth and the
smooth like guacamole.
Chocolate Smooth will be chocolate in the studios.
Chocolate Smooth. See, you're crossing genres now.
Yeah.
That's not Tex-Mex.
Chocolate Smooth?
It would have to be like Tex-Mex. Those cinnamon chips.
You can have chocolate in a mole.
Cinnamon chips deluxe.
So yeah, go see it.
We're going to have the sauces stylings of Enchirito Supreme.
Enchiritos. This hour of smooth Tex-Mex jazz is brought to you by El DeLorio.
That's right.
That doesn't
the 1984 DeLorio, the most recent DeLorio manufactured, is the most luxurious ride. Comes with two dose cup holders and a taco chip midnight cup holder as well for chips.
Taco tray.
Instead of a glove box or an airbag, there are two places.
Warm.
There's actually two warmers for tortilla chips.
Is it a tortilla maker in the back? That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, your grandma's in the back.
Right.
No, making tortillas.
I think we've made it quite clear.
There's a tortilla. No, not yours. I mean, when you buy it, you're driving your grandma around.
You put your grandma in back
there? It runs on corn.
Yeah.
The
not biodiesel, just corn.
Just corn.
Just maize.
Maize.
Well, the Indians call
well, the
it
only
maize.
Reason you buy a DeLorio is when you're doing your deliveries, when you go to the parking lots of various businesses and deliver your, your tamales.
Right.
Like a taco truck.
So go see it.
Okay, I don't know what we're talking about. Moving on. Robert Rodriguez, three things about this guy. Number one.
He's my cousin.
He's not your cousin.
He probably is.
He might be. He's probably not. Number two. This is technically still number one. He's rebooting Predator. And he's calling it Predators.
I don't
get to the taco truck.
So they're going to be
get on the train.
They're going to be like two brother.
It's almost the taco train. Predators are coming.
Two
Predators starring.
Yes.
Choo-choo Chang.
Choo-choo Chang.
Choo-choo Chang.
What's with all these predators?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
What's all these predators, man?
Dave's not here.
I mean, no, Fred's not here. Predator's not here, man.
Well, his name's not Predator. His name's like, you know.
Dave Predator.
I don't know. Frank.
Frank Predator.
So what? It's about two Mexican predators that, like, they run a chop shop and they steal cars.
They
and
steal
bring
DeLoreos.
Them
and they accidentally steal the spaceship.
They use their little claws to fucking dice
them. No, they're
up.
Not predators. No, they get mixed up with the predators.
Yeah.
And then
they're running
wacky
from the
adventures
predators.
Involving...
trying to get across the border.
A DeLoreo made out of pot.
Yeah. Well, out of tacos.
An entire DeLoreo made
it's
out of
it's an entire
tacos.
Train made out of tacos. And it runs at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
midnight
I will watch
taco
it.
Train.
Yeah, maybe I will watch that. But what the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. Why are they remaking Predator? Why? What's the point?
That's one of those films.
I mean, that's one of those franchises that started out so great, and they ran it immediately to the ground, and then in the last 10 years, they've just like added insult to injury over
that
and over.
That is like an
you know
ultimate...
What? I bet you he's going to set it in Mexico, too. He's going to make it like a Chupacabra type thing. Chupacabra. Seriously, like, oh,
it's gonna
actually fucking Predators.
It's going to pick up where fucking From Dusk Till Dawn ended at the
right.
back of the fucking...
Like Hell Castle?
Mexican vampires versus Predators.
Right.
Versus aliens?
Dude, why the fuck would you do... That is like one of the biggest nosedives from 1 to 2.
Starring Rose McGowan and Danny Trejo as the Predators.
Predator 2 was like one of the worst like follow-ups.
Produced by Quentin Tarantino.
Orale.
He's terrible.
But he's got money.
I can't think
sometimes.
Of it.
Talk too goddamn much, if you ask me. It's hard to watch that guy talk. He's crazy. Anyway, this is going to be a pretty good movie.
That's the trailer.
This is going to be a pretty good movie, I think. My brother is painting the set, and he said it looked pretty good.
My brother's uncle.
Only took him 30 minutes.
Guy.
He came home, and he's like, man, I did pretty good today. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go see that movie. Los Pretorios. Danny Trejo, you're Rose McGowan. Yay! What about machete? Or machete.
Machete. Danny Trejo will be in Machete.
Fuck yeah.
This is the second piece of Robert Rodriguez news. He should stick to this kind of stuff. He should not be doing Predator.
This just makes Predator's going to
have two machetes coming out of his forearm.
Dude, that's what made like El Mariachi and like all those movies great, is that they're like, okay, whatever, dude. Like, these movies aren't that great, but they're kind of great because they're just whatever.
Oh, the second
what
one.
What the hell did you just say?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I said nothing. The snake ate its own head. Nothing. Tail. Whatever.
The second one? What are you talking about?
Desperado? So good.
Well, yeah.
The first one's good, too.
Love
now
Desperado.
The third one?
Desperado is like, hello, I'm Antonio Banderas. Then 2 hours of shooting, and it's over.
Basically.
The biggest Mexican I ever saw.
Yeah. The third one was...
He's pissing all over the bar! He's pissing all over the wall!
The third one was so awful. It was like watching a Telemundo Saturday or Sunday.
What's the third one?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That's the one with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his nuts? The wrestler.
Chooch?
Yeah.
Jerry Garcia?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
what's his name?
Hulk Hogan.
Jan Michael Vincent?
Yeah. Bret Hitman Hart?
Yeah. Kamala?
Kamala?
Kamala was in it.
And Kevin Von Erich
and the Iron Sheik,
Ric Flair,
you know,
Nature Boy,
Undertaker.
The world was a better
place. Roddy Piper.
The world was a better place when like racism like that just didn't matter. They have the Iron Sheik, dude is like,
and he's like a white guy.
Yeah,
people were offended by the parody of him in the movie The Wrestler, like.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Arab Americans like, we do not appreciate that.
Great.
You don't realize where...
It really happened.
Come on, it really happened, and we're not really doing it this time.
Yeah.
That movie's out on DVD now, isn't it?
I want to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that. But yeah, Kamala. It's like...
Hey, bro, I got a wish again.
Do you remember that guy that was the wrangler of The Undertaker? That nasty guy with the pasty melted face.
I didn't follow that long.
Undertaker.
You guys were still watching that.
I was not watching that.
But you lived in an apartment where dudes would watch that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when I was in, when we were both in art school, I remember coming over and it's like, what the fuck is
Paul
this?
Paul Bearer. Johnny Hayes tells me it's Paul Bearer. That was his name.
Nice job.
God, that was terrible.
Yeah, they fucking
Owen Hart and. Jesse Ventura is who I was trying to say when I said Jerry Garcia.
Jesse Ventura. I got time to bleed. Oh, what about the Crow? I mean, Sting.
Yeah, right. What? The Crow. Seriously, if they're going to redo...
No, dude, he's a scorpion.
They're going to redo Predator. Those guys set the bar for Predator movies with, like, Jesse the Body. Like, who the fuck are they going to get to play Jesse the Body other than Jesse the Body?
I think they're starting over.
The guy who plays Mac and fucking takes a Bic and breaks it on his face... That's like movie history.
We're going to have me a good time.
And it loses his shit.
We're going to have me
Apollo Creed? Come on.
Yep.
That just doesn't make sense.
Carl Weathers. Stu.
No, his name's Apollo Creed.
Stu.
As a kid, I actually thought his name was Apollo Creed. I was like, hey, it's Apollo Creed. No, that's not.
Starring in Predator.
Yeah.
With Terminator.
It's like he took a time off from boxing to go do that movie because he got real popular making...
I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I was about 30 minutes into Predator 2 when I turned to my parents and went, when's Arnold going to show up?
With a tear like building up in the corner of your eye.
I was just waiting. He's going
to show up. Danny Glover looks up. I'm getting too old for this shit. Yeah.
He's going to show up and he's going to kick everybody's ass. It's gonna be so great.
Jane is in that. Jane's in... So many fucking movies. Yeah, he's in that, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yep.
And, and Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm. He used to be an actor. Once upon a time.
I don't think he was an actor. I think he was always on coke, and they just, like, hey, we need
you. For a while, it was manageable.
They just brought him onto the set, and they were like, go. Just be.
What's my name in this movie? It doesn't matter.
Like, he really thought he was going after surfer bank robbers.
Yeah, he probably still does.
Yeah, to this day, he's like, I'm going to catch those sons of bitches.
He's sloppily eating a meatball hoagie and staking out bank robbers
at the beach.
So,
fuck you, jackass, for fucking up Predator.
It might be good.
It's not. No, it's not.
No.
Use my
so what was the other thing he's making?
Okay,
You said,
first of all, he's not fucking up Predator. Because if you're going to talk about fucking up Predator, then talk about all the AVP movies, because they were all terrible.
Yeah, I guess, but that,
he's just keeping going on. Actually, he's rebooting. It's going to be like Predator Begins.
I hate that they're calling it a reboot. We're rebooting the franchise. Star Trek did it.
Because there's no new ideas.
It's a new hip word.
I was having a conversation about that last night. I was like, I think we're actually approaching that reality.
Threshold. Yeah, there's no more reboot.
There are no more.
What else could you do?
But I'm talking about new ideas, period.
Yeah, what else could you do? We've been doing fiction for several hundred years. There aren't any more ideas.
You need to do a comic where about the new hip word being fucking reboot. Because
even relevant anymore. It just happens. I mean,
I hate that. It's the new trend.
Chaka, when the walls fell.
It's like when walls were rebooted.
It's like when Guess Jeans and Z Cavaricci were the shit and everybody need to have them. That's like what's going on in Hollywood. We got a reboot.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea. Hey,
what's up, buddy?
How you doing there?
They're going to remake.
How is it on your side of the table?
Right. They're going to remake Apollo 13 and change the ending.
To Apollo Creed.
Yeah, they're going to make it.
Apollo 13.5.
It's going to beat.
Brought to you by Jay Bruckheimer.
Beat the engine into submission.
No, somebody pitches that movie and they're like, we're going to call it Apollo 14. And they're like, there was an Apollo 14.
Did you hear about that?
Did you know about this?
They saw aliens.
Did you know about this before? You let me come in here and you knew there was an Apollo 14 and I'm a fucking jackass of myself? You're fired. You're fucking fired. You'll never work in this town again. I'm so sorry we've wasted your time. I'm sorry. You're fucking fired. I'll fucking kill you.
We want to make a show about nothing.
That's the new idea being pitched right now.
Yeah. Listen.
It's a show.
It's a movie.
About nothing.
It's a movie about nothing. And we'll figure it out during the movie.
Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry! Killing Independent George!
Apollo 14 astronaut says that he knows the truth.
Oh, that one recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he was at. Of course, he was from Roswell, so he's probably a nut. But he says that they were getting all ready to, declassify the information. And then everyone he talked to was like, nope, never happened, nope, sorry, zip it.
And he said now that all his friends that were there also, witnessed all
this
stuff.
What are you talking about, Bob?
They're all dying out, and they want to please tell our story, you have to get the truth out.
I got anally probed by an alien, and nobody believes me.
Better luck next time.
I would not be at all shocked if one day Obama was like... So
that Chappelle skit is going to happen.
What's up with the Area 51? What's happening? It's been declassified. Then it really is Independence Day from that point on. like point for point, it's Independence Day.
Oh, God.
Today is going to be our Independence Day.
Now, okay. A lot of you are probably asking, I'm Obama.
Look, Obama is going to climb into a jet fighter and fly directly up. But
that's
really
racist.
What?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Go.
Where are you going with that? You're derailing the midnight taco train. That's what I know. No survivors. Machetes. Oh, yeah, okay. And he's doing the Jetsons movie. Because he does all those kids' movies.
Yeah.
So apparently he's doing a Jetsons movie.
It's going to look like Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the best out of the three.
Which made $7. One guy bought half a ticket.
What are you talking about? Didn't a fuck ton of people
actually,
like that
he made a lot of money. That pretty much financed Sin City, apparently.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, fucking
kids' movies. Come on.
You're
going to find out here in a few years.
I read that Sharkboy and Lava Girl was a fucking flop, which was not good because
DVD.
Because Spy Kids did so well.
Spy Kids too, but apparently Sharkboy, whatever the fuck, girl, DVD sales were through the roof.
Oh, really?
or something.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, yeah, I don't have a kid, but yeah, they fucking eat that shit up. Huh. When we worked in movie theaters,
Malia,
those are things.
You have definitely earned that copy of Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love Girl. So
that we are bringing home to the White House with us.
Put it in the DVD player.
We are possibly going to get a Blu-ray player. If you're good.
Only if you're good.
After my first term.
Get straight A's.
If Blu-ray is still the dominant format, we will adopt it in the White House. Assuming it has been usurped by digital downloads or some other proprietary disc format,
or
we will consider all options.
Internet pirates, or real pirates,
or Somalian internet pirates, imminent threat.
I'd hate to hear Obama like getting ready to take a dump. Like it sounds like it'd be so complex.
Honey, Michelle, I need to go drop the kids off at the pool.
No, and I am speaking figuratively. Sasha and Malia are already at the pool. I'm speaking, of course, of the deuce that I've been brewing in the presidential colon.
I hope you can appreciate the irony.
Oh, wait, you didn't say Cosby Kids.
Yeah, though. The Cosby Kids.
I didn't say.
No, that's the new way of saying it. I have to go drop Sasha and Malia off at the pool.
Wow. No, no.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? What?
And at 11:05 p.m. Central Time,
what?
The podcast ceased to exist.
It reached a new low.
So the next day I have to issue a statement as Obama. Deep regret, national sorrow, at the racist comments made on the podcast. Very sorry.
It's
still kind of funny. I chuckled. I continue to laugh when I think about it to myself.
And it continues to do so every day.
I also call my daughters Rudy, Vanessa.
And I like to eat putty pops in the Oval Office.
That's my Obama impression. Rudy, Sasha, Malia's pudding. Rudy, Theo, Joe Biden.
Because the same... The Joe and the Biden is the vice president.
Just when you think he's not going to say anything to make me look stupid,
he comes out. And he does. And he opens his big mouth.
And you look at his hair plucks.
We got to give him some teleported plucks.
That's O'Bosby.
O'Bosby.
President O'Bosby.
Oh,
please blame the American people, because you see, we got to get the economy going, because you see, in the field of them.
Oh my God.
Blizzard blasm.
When God talking blasm. About the Akhmud, I'm going to put the Dinjinadon. That guy needs to put him pop, Theo. Rudy.
Because remember, Sasha and Malia, I will be your father, and I will always protect you.
I will always be your father, and you have to do what I say, as long as you live in the White House. Move into your own house, and you can do whatever you want, but don't be coming back here saying, I need money, or a place to stay.
Now it's time for the picture pages.
Picture pages.
Thank you, Cabinet, for coming to the meeting.
Mortimer Ichabod Marker, you have the floor. Secretary Marker, you have the floor. You see,
you have the flippin' flappin'.
I have the flappin'. I'm gonna circle where the weapons of mass destruction ought to be,
but they're not because you not. See,
Mortimer Ichabod Marker.
Oh man. I could do that for the rest of the night. Possibly for the rest of my life. If I could make a career out of President Obosby, I absolutely would. I absolutely would.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. No, you could never explain that without the voice. That I would have to include an
dude,
MP3 with it.
All you need President is picture Obosby. Pages.
President Obosby.
Cosby sweater.
Because Michelle, you are my wife. I love you.
I'll always cherish you.
And I want to get down and turn the lights off.
And get down and do it a little hit of the way. Because to see what the pudding.
Theo. I deliver babies. Because I'm an obstetrician.
I have a practice in the basement of the White House.
Chili.
They always find him. He's always sneaking into the kitchen of the White House. He's got,
I've got the potato chips hidden behind the White House cabinets. Because Michelle doesn't want me to have them.
I'm going to take these up to the Lincoln bedroom, you see. can't watch the game because I'm President Ogosby.
He's got Obosby. Obosby. He's got his presidential sweatpants. All he wants to do.
I just want to see the intro where they're all dancing in front of the White House.
Bobby McFerrin doing Hail to the Chief. All President Obosby wants to do is take a nap, but all his damn kids and cabinet members keep waking him up.
Joe, can't you see him trying to take a nap?
Oh,
Joe is like, man, his one white friend. Remember was the guy from Vicini from Princess Bride was the one white family that lived on the street. And that's Joe Biden.
I can't remember that guy.
Mr. Obama. Obosby.
Oh my god. Okay. Bill. Okay. President Obosby is tabled for now. I'm sure he will make an appearance before the end of the show. And bad. Then they're making another Ninja Turtles movie, live action. I don't care. Let's move on to the post show. The questions. Obosby really threw me off. I wasn't expecting that.
He usually does, you see. When Theo, if you're going to be a man, you have to not have an earring, son. You can't hide it from me because I'm your father.
What's your grandfather going to say?
I don't think he's going to appreciate that. You know, your grandfather is a famous jazz musician from Somalia.
He plays the blue, the bleed,
he plays the trombone
with the goats,
the saxophone. He plays the jazz music for the goats in Africa.
The jazzophone.
And your grandmother is a white lady. She is actually still alive. I think. Or perhaps she's dead. I don't remember. Because, you see, Theo.
Dad, I don't understand what all this... Why it's important for me to learn how to be president.
Theo!
Okay. He wants him to take up the family business.
You have to go to school or you cannot be a president.
You have to grow up to be my predecessor.
Sasha comes home.
My successor.
Sasha comes back from Africa with dreadlocks and a husband and a daughter, stepdaughter.
At least he's in the military, you see.
No.
He's in the Navy. He did what?
Cannot live in my house, Sasha.
Okay. Jarmo asks about Caprica. We already talked about it. We haven't watched it. Drom says, I got a new computer recently.
Congratulations.
And realized I've been treating it like a new car. Oh yeah, this is the mail sent. Treating it like a new car. Reading up on the parts, cleaning it more often than I need to. Is there anything that non-geeks enjoy that you do not, but that you do an equivalency of in your own way? For instance, treating your computer like a new car.
That's a heady question.
I'm kind of like that with my President Obosby impression. Other people practice, you know, I don't know, for their jobs or whatever, and I stay up all night
practicing Obosby
constantly.
Because you see, you never know when
Barockstable Heathcliff,
Dr. Barockstable in the see.
Let's see, Barockcliff Obosby.
Heathcliff plus Barack equals Barack. I got a stroke.
Pot, Theo. And your father plays jazz.
Okay.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that question.
Okay.
So
is there anything that you treat in your own geeky way like other people do traditional things? So, for instance, you two are weird because you like sports, but... Whereas some people memorize sports statistics, I got one, honestly. The way that people like spit out sports statistics, oh, that guy fucking blah, 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 1976. I think we all kind of do the same thing with movie quotes and TV quotes. And
oh, yeah. Like, well,
not
fucking,
with accuracy.
Fucking like Wolverine.
No, that's not an example of what we're talking about.
Here we go.
That's not even. Oh, you mean with With the Kevin Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of movies.
I think all the brain power, all the brain power that the typical guy reserves for memorizing other people's achievements, I spend memorizing funny things.
Bits and.
Yes.
Acts. Yeah, like comical bits, like old Saturday Night Live stuff. But.
Cheeseburger.
Well, like the H is O, the heat is on, the one with the. Did you ever see that? That was like one of the original,
the
like.
H is O.
It was one of the original, like, SNL shorts, even though they didn't call it an SNL short,
mm-hmm.
with Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
It was really odd. And at the
time, where they meet a famous dude and have sex with him?
Yeah.
Glenn Frey.
Who the fuck is that? That's Glenn Frey. And everyone's all like, oh,
from
shit.
What band?
The Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah.
But like, he was like, he was on. He was on Miami Vice.
Because he was. In the glove box. Theo and Rudy in the back seat. Keep it down. Or we're going to turn the car around.
I would probably say, well, yeah, there's movies and movie quoting. For me, it's kind of like shitty movies, I guess, to a certain degree.
You're a connoisseur of that.
Yeah, like I'll go to a dollar bin at some random place, and I'm like, that's a winner right there. Most of the time, I've been on cue, and then there's been some pretty
awful ones.
What's
on cue mean?
Like they actually are shitty.
Like in line?
You made that up.
No, that's like it's English on cue.
On cue?
Like being in line.
Right, but that's not what he's talking about. I think he's saying they're good.
Don't
I think he's saying on cue to mean it's good.
You mean on point?
Right.
I was telling you what that means.
I was on point in NAM.
No, Charlie. Look, Charlie. Look here, Charlie.
Oh, hey, how's it going? You busted. That's pretty cool. You busted.
No, I don't know.
One of the Ustreamers changed their name to Barack Obosby.
Because you see, he's
I'm President Obosby.
On the pudding box.
Theo!
That's my new favorite thing about being alive right now.
Obosby.
I mean, yeah, I've got a kid and, you know, pretty great job, but no, Obosby
is
my
new,
favorite.
New high.
New high. New high. Absolutely.
Because.
I've never known joy like this.
Can't blame him, you see.
Never known joy like this.
That's about it. I don't.
That's pretty good though. Yeah, I mean, like I
don't have anything.
I used to work with guys that would like recite games from 30 years ago, and they knew like, and then there was the part where he's like, bleh, like oh my god, and they all knew like exactly what guy did what thing at what moment, and I'm like, that's so fucking useless. I mean, you know nothing. But then I'm like, well.
But
is that any more useless than the fact that, like, I could tell you the plot of all six Star Wars movies, unfortunately?
Do you like it? Does it make you feel better?
See, and later on in my life, actually, just in the last few years, I've started to come to terms with the fact that we're not here for very long, and whatever you do to feel good about yourself, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else,
do
it's
it.
Probably not that bad.
Do it.
But at the same time, I have a hard time also equating that with we're not here very long. So at least do something interesting. And I know I'm not the one that gets to decide what's interesting.
Sure.
But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. The question sounds more like a physical thing, but it's really more like,
or like a
personality type. Well, like design and stuff like that. Like whenever you and I are hanging out and we see something that's like a badass design or logo, then you get in a long conversation and you really get in depth in that. Like, people talking about sports, like, oh, dude, that guy rushed for, you know, blah, 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 and he's the kick-ass of the season. But then when we look at design, so we're like, look how well designed this is. Like, I don't know. That's the only other thing I can relate
to. Shop
it.
Talk.
I honestly I think that whenever you can do shop talk, it can be extremely geeky, but I think everyone enjoys that. Like,
everyone has their different shops.
You know? I had lunch. I don't have any cartoonist friends here in Dallas at all. And so I'm never in the same room with one, you know. And I went and had lunch with Danielle Corsetto, who does a comic called Girls with Slingshots, and I planned to be there for a couple of hours. We talked comic shop for 7 or 8 hours straight without stopping. And the only reason I went home was because I have a baby and it was dark. But I mean, like, I could have talked about my, you know, obsession, whatever it is, you know, 20 hours. I mean, it wouldn't matter. As long as you're... When you get a chance to completely, like, engross yourself in the thing that you care about, I guess it doesn't matter if it's sports or cars or video games or whatever.
that's how you end up relating with anybody or people or whatever.
Which is why I don't have a very good time at that, because there are very few people that give a shit about this kind of stuff.
No, actually, I think there is. It's just a lot of times they don't bring that up. They go with the standard U.S. default, which is like, hey, did you watch that game? Because everybody assumes that dudes are into that. And
to me, that's so alienating. Everywhere I've ever worked, where like the next day they're like, bro, the game, bro. I know, bro. And I'm like, Mouser?
Yeah, but I think that because I've been in a lot of those situations. But then after a while, if you can crack in with like, hey, have you heard the new so-and-so? Or that maybe a little more random. Then they're like, oh, yeah, you listen to that? I'm like, yeah, I listen to that. That's usually how most of those conversations get off and flying.
That's called making friends.
And that's the thing I don't understand. I don't understand how that works. I don't make new friends. I'm lucky if I have a few at any given amount of time.
Acquaintances,
so.
At least.
And I never meet other people, so. You live most of your life on the internet. It's kind of hard to actually meet people. But also when you work at home. So. Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about role models, by the way. I did see that.
Oh, role models?
Yeah, I saw role models.
Oh, I thought you were saying I Love You Man.
I saw them both. We saw role models on DVD two nights ago. I Love You Man was better.
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
I Love You Man, the review that I read in Rolling Stone was 100% accurate. Any other actors, and it would not have been funny at all.
Yeah.
Because the script wasn't strong enough to make that a great movie, but the actors, Paul Rudd and Jason Segel, made it a pretty good, enjoyable, you know, hour and 45 minutes. It was not a waste of time. But it was a fairly weak script. I think their ad-libbing probably saved it.
Yeah, it was. But the funny thing is like, all the Rush references and stuff like that.
No, that was great.
They made that funny because of the actors. Because they were, like, doing essentially what we would all be doing if we were making fun of Rush or whatever.
Loving Rush.
Yeah, loving it so much to the point where we're, like, almost making fun of it.
Yeah.
It's funny that those guys have captured the new genre that Hollywood can't seem to figure out, which is like, that's what
raw camera and let them be funny and eventually like, edit it together.
Hey, these guys are funny when they hang out, so let's like film them while they're hanging out.
Yeah.
That's essentially what all these movies are.
Those are usually the best kind, because it's all about the ensemble. It's all about these comedians just and riffing off each other.
It's funny that this is what we have now, because I think we haven't had this since back in like Ghostbusters days.
Exactly.
Like,
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Blues Brothers cast or Ghostbusters cast or
it's that same troupe of friends,
the guys that would be hanging out regardless. So you've got like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi. Later on, you know, you've got like John Stewart and Chris Farley and
it's all those SNL folks.
Chris Rock, you know, all the people that played the same comedy clubs and were friends anyway and all happened to become famous around the same time. And this new group, this Apatow group, I think they've got a lot to offer. I think the reason I didn't like Role Models as much is because Dude, Where's My Car is just not funny to me, personally.
He was all right in that movie, though.
He was all right, but he's only got that one character.
He was tolerable.
Well, yeah, and that's why he fit well in that movie, because he was like, hey, we need a bro.
I would have rather have seen another Apatow bro, and that movie would have been better, probably. Also,
I don't know if they have anybody in their clique that fits that.
That's a different. That's kind of maybe almost a different clique, because that was written and directed by David Wayne, and that's the State guys. And
every single person from the State was in that movie. Yeah. We're watching it, and I'm going, she's in the State. He's from the State. This guy, Kim Marino, is from the State. Kerry Kinney, State. David Wayne, State. Joel DiTrullio.
What does
State.
That look like to you?
You don't remember that from the movie? The hot dog and the hot dog.
Oh,
guy.
Right.
Hey,
that was so bizarre. That just poking it, and at the end, he just pokes the wiener for like a minute and a half. Like, anyway, it's very obvious that they could not tell you what that movie was about at all, because no one would have come to see it. Okay, let's see if you can actually still talk through that.
Hello.
That works pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
I like that.
Look, you have antennae.
He's got the Wolverine claw. Foamy on his mic now.
Too bad for the watchers at home, because it's sideways, so they just see Mohawk probably.
So
they just see boner.
They don't tell you during any portion of the previews of that movie that the entire movie is about LARPing and KISS.
Yeah. I know, it's great.
It's great. The whole movie is about LARPing.
Yeah.
Whole movie.
great.
What's his name? Joe
Latru- Montana.
Joe
Latrulio.
Yeah. God damn it. He was so fucking hilarious. Says
he was good morrow, sir.
Good morrow to you.
And a good. Let's touch our tips so ever so gently.
Yeah, he was good in that. He was
all the characters.
I did not like him in I Love You, Man. The high pitched Elmo talking guy. I
haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, okay. You haven't seen that. He's in that one too.
One more rep. One more rep. Come on, you can do it.
Someone in the room mentioned a Party Down, and I brought that up with Eli earlier today.
Which one?
The Showtime. Is it Showtime?
Yeah, it's Showtime.
And it's like created and produced by Paul Rudd, and it's got a lot of those old state cast members and a few other guys. And it's about a catering company. And I saw like one episode with Ed Begley Jr., and it was pretty funny.
The state, and you can trace almost everybody in comedy
stars, yeah,
back to if they're on the East Coast, then it's UCB. And if on the West Coast, on the West Coast, and it's the Groundlings. And everyone you see pretty much in any movie ever, comedy-wise, is in one of those two groups. And all of the state guys, I don't think they were all in UCB, but they were all in one of the comedy troupes on the East Coast before the state. But anyway, I think it's funny that when your job is to make movies, then you just call your bros and you're like, I got a part for you in this movie if you want to come do it, you know?
Well, and I bet it's because they write all the parts going like, dude, Rudd does this thing, and then they write it out. Then they're like, fuck it, just get him to play the part.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, you know what's funny is Thomas Lennon from The State and from Reno, and Ben Garrett from Reno and The State are actually pretty well-paid writers.
They write a lot of movies.
They wrote and they're not movies that I would have seen. Like, they wrote, like, Night at the Museum. Mm-hmm. But they're a very, like, sought-after writing duo, which I think is funny.
And then he also, or maybe both of them, did Balls of Fury, which I thought was, okay, yeah, he's in
that.
He's
all right, so. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
So his spectrum is pretty broad.
Okay, so anyway, we're talking about, okay, back in questions. Here we go. Moving on. A stereotype. After reading this top 10 satisfying game moments article, I realized that I play Tekken pretty much just for the satisfaction of landing a 6-hit combo. I was curious what things the HE crew finds the most satisfying, not just in games, but in real life, outside the obvious of eating a huge meal, dropping a deuce. I think he means, yeah, what...
How come sex isn't on that list?
Let's leave that one as a given.
You because, know, things that really feel good, like taking a shit and eating a sandwich.
So that guy just described
at the same
Josh.
Time.
Yeah, that guy just described Josh.
Josh would go, you just said Tekken? Eating a shit.
Got it all.
Taking a shit, eating a sandwich. That's it. That's all for me.
But he would have replaced Tekken with Street Fighter.
But in K-6. But
hey, what does this look like?
Know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm probably going to go with scoring a touchdown in the big game.
No, you're not.
When
shut the fuck up.
When Varsity High is up against...
Shut the fuck up. There's something in your geek existence that other people wouldn't typically relate to, but that you consider it like a...
Probably.
Ah, I did it. I'm awesome.
Hmm. Getting a record number of people to rush or fraternity this year.
No. Like, for instance, your job has to have something like this. You finally get an issue out. It's 4 a.m, and you should have been done 6 hours ago, and you're done. What's the final ship... for you? Do you send a file to someone? Do you...
After I approve the last part of editorial, send it off, and it's prepared and sent
to
press.
See, that's the thing. That's what he's talking about. I think that's what
he guess.
Means.
I mean, but that's, like, I mean, yeah, that's my job.
Yeah, it's kind of...
So it's always, like... Assuming real-world journalism is anything like high school journalism, then you're always there the Thursday night before press at, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, everyone's rushing on Tuesday. Oh, my God, we're going to get the thing done. Sure, and it's great when it's finally like, sweet, another issue in the bag. Let's move on.
Do you ever feel, because, you know, you do an issue every week, and I do 3 comics a week. Do you ever feel like the moment you get done, you go, God damn it, I got to do it again?
Oh, yeah. Every
like,
week?
There is no, like, for me, it's.
There's no respite unless you actually force yourself to take vacation. But in your case, I mean...
I could do guest comics, but the less of that I do, the better. But, like, for instance, I'll finish a comic, and then when the comic's done, I still have to write a post, and then I still, which is why some of the posts are shitty, because I'll be tired. But write a post, and then there's probably an hour or so worth of work after the comic is finally exported and uploaded that I still have to do. And then when it's all done, I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Time to start again.
Yeah, time to start right now, because I have to write another one and draw it in the next 48 hours. And so it's kind of a mixed feeling of, like, relief and...
and dread.
Dread, yeah. Like, I occasionally... this is a weird thing for me to say, especially to the internet, but there are often times when I dread sitting down to draw the comic, because I know it means a solid, like, 8 hours of uninterrupted toil. It's fun toil.
And on top of that, you always have in your head, shit, this needs to be at least as good as the last one.
Yeah.
Or better.
Yeah.
The goal is to be better than the one before.
That's the dilemma of being a creative professional and giving a shit at the same time.
Because you're only as good as your last piece.
Yes.
And when you're doing three pieces a week, holy shit.
If I did four bad comics in a row, I could lose half my audience. Anyone who's not hardcore, who is like, yeah, I check this out. Oh, this got bad. I'm never coming back. So I will not. I would rather not put a comic up than not laugh at it. That's my standard.
Yeah.
If I laugh, if I at least think it's funny, or if it's
then
well,
that's one person.
And then I go, if the writing's not great, I have to make sure the art's going to carry it, and vice versa. Like the last comic, I knew I was going to be drawing one guy, three panels, same basic position. So I spent pretty much all my effort on the writing
story. Yep.
And if it's not one of those things, then I won't do it. So I can't imagine. Yeah. Like, I could never do this 5 days a week. I'd kill myself.
It's yeah.
I couldn't imagine working at a daily. I mean, holy crap. Week to week is, you know, crazy enough as it is.
Get anything done? I mean,
delegation.
Scheduling.
That's why they need a bigger staff to delegate tasks so that one person's only responsible for one particular thing.
You know, we've talked about this before, and I'm not saying... I think the whole, like, what's going to happen to newspapers... the debate is moot. They're asking the wrong questions. They need to stop saying, what's going to happen to the newspapers? And start realizing newspapers don't have to go away. Putting them on paper is going to go away. So figure out how to deliver your content. Either it's going to be on the internet, or it's going to be the Kindle, or whatever. Figure out a pricing model for that. But stop saying... like, I keep hearing the argument of, like, but you don't realize the blogs get their news from us. If there's no AP, there's no news. Where are the journalists? Then journalists don't have to go anywhere. You just can't compete with instant delivery technology. You have to stop putting it on paper.
And what's happening, too, with journalism as a profession, it's undergoing a paradigm shift, not unlike just, you know, print media in general. But the thing with blogging... and Twitter especially, yeah, you have people linking to stuff, but when you have all these other bloggers, I mean, anyone can start a blog. Anyone can start writing shit about whatever they want.
Uh-huh, like me.
And whether you base it off of other shit or you just make it up and pull it out of your ass, then no one holds anyone accountable to that. And that's the thing, the breakdown of so-called professional reporting.
So you're going to have your CNN.com and your NewYorkTimes.com. And those are going to have to be your trusted sources of real journalism. You have to be smart enough to know that anything on Blogspot is probably not as reputable as CNN, hopefully. But they have to understand that their profit model is broken. And it's not going to get any better. No one's going to be placing classified ads other than, like, I think your job's pretty safe since most of yours are for, like, discreet masseurs.
Hello, the midnight taco train.
But... nobody's selling their Chevy in the Dallas Morning News anymore.
Well, actually, though, our bread and butter, since it's, you know, alt weeklies are based off, they're free because of all the classifieds, because of the ladies and the dudes in the back.
Yeah.
That's the backbone. Everyone knows that. But that part of the business is taking a huge hit because of Craigslist, because of these other things. And so,
well, that's why newspapers are going away, because ads.
I think
car
it's ads. Funny that Craigslist never set out to destroy an industry, but that's how it worked out.
Yeah.
And they don't even make that much money.
Craigslist was just a good idea.
Yeah, he doesn't really make money.
Almost none.
The idea was never to make money.
Craig from Craigslist, he's not even like directly involved with it so much anymore. He's kind of a figurehead. But I've seen him on interviews, and he's like, look, this is the reason our site looks basic, the reason we're not making it look any better, and it works the same as it did on day one, and we don't charge, is because this was never about making getting rich. We could certainly be rich if we wanted to. This is about making the world better. And I think it worked. And that, you know, like, that's his attitude. I'm like, holy shit, dude, like, good for you for sticking that out. Because all you'd have to do after people getting completely addicted to Craigslist is go, now ads are a nickel.
Right.
And now you're rich. Like that day.
Sure.
And the only ads they do charge for are employment ads in certain cities. And that just covers their operating costs.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean,
their server bills have to be massive. I think they have 300 markets with hundreds of thousands of ads each. Like, I did a thing one time when I was looking for work as a illustrator. I found a website that would let you it's actually against Craigslist terms of service to search all of their sites. Mm. So they basically make that impossible. And if you do use a way to hack it and do it, they'll block your IP. Mm. So what you can do is a custom RSS feed for any search term across all their sites. Mm. And there's a couple of sites out there that let you build those pretty easily. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I build this custom RSS feed for like freelance illustrator or something like that. And then you download an XML file, upload it to Google Reader. It added like 1,500 RSS feeds to my search for all these different markets, all these different categories. Like, holy fuck, dude. And I eventually had to get rid of all of it because it was too much. It was overload. It was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listings every day. I actually did get a couple of jobs from it, but it was too much to deal with. Anyway. That doesn't want to answer the question. So, I don't think we know what you're talking about there. This is from Tyson. What do you think about Seth Graham Smith, the guy that wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, getting paid $500,000 to write his next book, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter? Good on ya. That's what I say.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
Great.
Turning an awesome idea into $500,000.
High five.
Yeah. Okay.
Wish I was you.
Wish I'd thought of it first. Yeah.
Where's my money?
Yeah. I don't know if the question means, like, do we think he's a hack because he did that? I was like, fuck no.
No, not at all.
I mean, that's ideas that a lot of people like us have had sitting around going, like, you know, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. And then someone actually did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't blame the creator for what they create if they're successful.
And I don't think that's what the questioner is saying, but I guess he's just asking our opinion. But I also kind of read that they, if I got this right, that they're like fast tracking a few more of his ideas and potentially going into movies. Which, yeah, do it. Make a Victorian zombie movie. I think that's fucking great. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, it should be. If it's good, it's great. If it's not, it'll be on my B night. Yeah. Shitty movie.
It's either going to be an A movie that we're going to watch or a C movie that we're going to watch.
It's a win either way.
Next question's from, oh, the Stig. This has been asked a couple of times, and I just don't really answer it because it's just, have you seen this trailer? But have we all seen the trailer for Cat Shit 1?
No.
You haven't?
Cat Shit.
It's an like Iraqi war movie, CG, made with like kitties and bunnies and shit. And it's real. It's like well done and real and gritty. But it's called Cat Shit 1. And I don't know why.
I'll see it during the post.
I think it's a weird translation.
Is it like
from
a mouse like reboot?
I think, kind of, maybe. I don't know. It's like a
but modern day.
Maybe. But it's from Japan, so I thought maybe it was a bad translation or something. Cat Shit 1.
So basically every nationality or group of people that are fighting against each other are different animals.
Americans are rabbits and Middle Easterners are camels.
It's a ripoff of mouse. Mouse.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
It's set in like modern times in the
yeah.
In Zader says, favorite over the top action movies a la Crank. Like just crazy insane shoot 'em up type movies. Desperado for me is one, honestly.
The Rock?
I don't think The Rock counts. I mean like literally
constant nonsense.
Doesn't make sense. There's so much going on.
Well, Desperado didn't have that much.
It gets going, the last half hour of that movie is just a body count.
Yeah, I guess so.
A guitar case fueled body count.
Punisher Warzone?
Never saw it.
I heard a guy gets killed with a chair.
Hmm.
You kind of liked Shoot 'Em Up, didn't you?
No, that's dumb. A prime example, though, because it's terrible.
Oh, okay.
But it's awful. It's all just, all right, let's bang, 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 make bang, bang, some bang, bang. Crazy, crazy shots.
No, I'm literally trying to think what movie sort of jacked it up towards the end and just ran with it to the end.
What about like any Jet Li or Jackie Chan movies that are just like super kung fu for 2 hours straight?
Like Hard Boiled and The Killer. Okay, those, yeah. They were pretty just, what Hard the boiled. Fuck is
Hard
going
Boiled
on?
Is the one that I think I was trying to think. I was like, I've seen something where they just fucking decide to light the fuse and then fucking go with it. And Hard Boiled is just way over the top, like about a quarter of the way through, and just fucking goes into full afterburners.
There's some moments of that in Mutant Chronicles, actually. There's some good old-fashioned mutant killing. Like, mutants killing people very, very violently, and the humans fight in the back. So, if you want to see it for that, I recommend that.
He also asks if we have any of their favorite podcasts. We get this one asked a lot, and we typically say we don't listen to any others, but actually, during the last, like, two comics, probably, managed to go through and listen to all of Penny Arcade's podcasts. That's one of those things where they might be talking about D&D, which I don't really do or know anything about, but they're so funny that it's worth it.
Wait, what?
Penny Arcade does a podcast that's them during their writing session.
Yeah, I've heard. It
takes them 45 minutes to write a comic, mm-hmm. usually. And they just basically just make fun of each other for 45 minutes, and then they write a comic at the end. And they used to do them like every 3 or 4 months, and now they've been doing like 2 or 3 a month. Hmm. And I went back and listened to all of them. There's like less than 20, probably. And it's hilarious. They're funny guys.
I like the Kevin Smith stuff, but I haven't listened to that in a while. I've just been kind of preoccupied. But it's him and Scott Mosier. They're kind of funny because I think I've mentioned this before on podcasts, because they're smoking weed the whole time. Because you can hear them hitting the bong.
Right.
But the stuff they're talking about...
You're talking about Smodcast, right?
Yeah. The stuff they're talking about, it's kind of funny because it's kind of like the stuff you want to know about. Because they're talking about shit that happened on the set and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you remember when we were on the set and da-da-da? And then they're like, yeah, fuck, I don't know. And then the podcast ends. And you're like, wait, what the fuck?
So it's like this one.
There was no... Yeah. We at least have some sort of structure.
No, not really.
They're just sitting around and getting high. And they may
see,
have
if we had a bong around, then we would have some structure.
That's we're sitting around doing Obasby impressions.
The legal, sir. But, the Obasby stuff, that's legal.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
that's
we're going to give the states rights, you see, and legalize the weeds.
Weeds.
You know, it would be if Apatow had a podcast, like once a month I'd listen to that. That'd be awesome. Just have all those dudes sit around just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
About stuff they did on, like, hey, when we were on Role Models, this is happening on set. Well,
a really good podcast that's over, so you can go back and listen. There's probably 20 or 30 episodes. Is the guy from Super Jaime. What's his name?
Oh, shit. They're showing that on Monday night.
Doug Benson.
Yes.
Doug Benson had a podcast called Doug Loves Movies. It's hard to find. It's archived on some weird-ass website right now. So Google Doug Loves Movies. And even though he's talking about movies that came out in 2006, it's hilarious. It's him and, like, usually 2 or 3 other really good comedians riffing on movies. And it's fucking hilarious. It had me in tears. Hmm. His movie, however, Super Jaime, was terrible. It wasn't even a good stoner movie. He basically gets so high halfway through that he basically forgets to make the movie. And so there's no...
You know, Eli and I had drinks with the director of that movie.
Great.
Oh, wait. The guy of Super Jaime? The... What's his face?
Doug Benson.
No, the...
Doug Benson.
We didn't have drinks with Doug Benson.
No, but no, probably we didn't. One of his friends.
But we had drinks with Michael Blyden.
There you go. That's his name.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they started out with, you know, they wanted to make a Super Size Me, but for weed, and there was a goal.
No, dude, all it was just to give Doug Benson the movie. That's all it
was. Yeah, and they did not make a movie. They interview some people and kind of forget what they're going to say, and then like halfway through it, you're like, I don't think he's actually going to try and figure anything out.
That's not the point. You're missing the whole point of the movie.
I guess.
It's not supposed to be serious. It's just,
no,
hey,
I expect it to be funny, but...
Well, it's
It wandered like a high guy trying to make a movie.
Well, that's what it was.
So to me, that was boring. I don't know.
Next.
Senior Face Kick, if you could follow the Twitter feed of any person in history, preferably dead, who would it be? So like,
give me George Washington.
George Washington's Twitter feed. He's goddamn
shit's
English.
Cold out here.
Fucking goddamn English.
Ah, this hair. Let me tell you what it takes to get this hair up in the morning.
It's a wig.
140. Yeah, it's probably not that hard.
Had an apple.
140 characters.
Eating an apple.
What?
Because they don't have much food.
It's right.
A cherry tree.
Eating cherry.
You don't know what history means.
No, he doesn't.
Eating an apple.
Eli's like, mine would be Jaws. Swimming.
Well, Jaws is dead.
Still swimming.
Jaws?
Swimming. Ate a seal. Ate a boat. Swimming. 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 I'm going to fucking kill Richard Dreyfuss. Swimming. Still swimming.
Maybe JFK. That'd be interesting to follow his Twitter feed.
Who is the guy from the future?
Who?
That one guy from the future, John something. Remember that? It was an internet thing where this guy was posting on a bulletin board somewhere claiming that he was from the future. And he was lost. He was stuck. And he was like, all right, I don't have the...
It was an episode of TNG.
You can... Someone, I'm sure, in the room can remember this guy. His name was John... something. It was a really just plain name. And he was from the future. And people have collected all his, like, bulletin board posts and emails. And he had, like, schematics of, like, his time machine. And apparently...
John Titor?
Yeah, there you go. John Titor, yeah. You haven't heard of John Titor?
No, I haven't.
If John Titor was on Twitter, that would be great because it would.
Is it just a big fucking joke? Or is it funny at all?
It's not supposed to be funny. It turned into like people were like, "Oh shit, this guy's real." Like
this guy's really from the future.
This guy's really from the future.
Wow!
And he's like, "Help me! I need help! Like this sucks!" And he started prophesizing things. Like,
yo, if you're from the future, then fucking what color are my underpants?
You know, shit like that. And he would be like, all right, I can't because it's going to fuck up the fabric of time. And I want to be able to get back to my future. So if I tell you guys shit, I'm going to fuck myself.
That's
so
really
screw you guys. But eventually he did actually release some little information. And people were like, holy shit, it came true.
John Dark says there's a website called historicaltweets.com. So maybe that does some of what we're talking about here. I don't know.
I just wanted, like, it'd be like, Ira, I think that Texas is a... Bam!
Ira.
Wow. He would twit, bam.
Yeah.
He'd have time to hit send.
No, the
downtown
secret,
Dallas.
The reason why the Secret Service guy was chasing it, because they could finish the tweet hit and send. Hit send. Go, go, go.
Go.
Send.
It's better this way.
No, what are you talking? Oh, my God.
Just sleep forever. Sleep. Just go sleep.
We're never going to go to Dallas, you see.
That's
dangerous for the Cosby.
John F. Cosbinity. Kenosby. John F. Kenosby.
Ask not what your father can do for you.
Theo.
Ask what you can do for your father. Theo, my son. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to make some chili, and it takes all day. Do not try to eat my chili.
The end. I'm going to answer all the rest of the questions with a Bosby. Pharaoh says, you guys didn't see this one, but I did. What bizarre alternate dimension have I stumbled into where Salma Hayek kisses Tina Fey and is wearing a What the Frack t-shirt on 30 Rock? That happened. Kissed her full on the mouth while wearing a Battlestar shirt.
And that's why it's the best show on
TV.
It's
the best show
on
television.
They probably got ILM to CG that.
My God, that show's so fucking funny. You have no idea. It's so fucking funny. I'm so happy about that television program. Every time she runs in the room, Liz goes, Puerto Rican! Like she's terrified of her.
Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican!
Predator Rican?
Puerto Rican. Did you see the one last week where her workplace behavioral counselor, she calls him Mr. Wiener Slave, and he goes, it's Wiener Slave.
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Wiener Slave.
That's good.
No more Stargate questions. No, we're not going to watch it. Sorry, Chris.
Let's see what this is. Clicking on links here.
Link from Lifehacker says, bacon sandwiches can speed up hangover recovery. That was a gift for Josh from Jesse.
He probably already knows that. And he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know that it's
like, I never get hungover. What are you talking about?
Hangovers? No, I just constantly eat bacon sandwiches. Arno Knot says, what would be your Make-A-Wish Foundation ultimate wish? If you were guaranteed it would happen and nothing, you'd have nothing to lose.
More wishes?
Three more wishes.
A can full of wishes.
A wish can. I would want to spend the day with President Obama. Jaunting and running and
Have a Coke. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Playing football on the White House lawn.
I would want
chili.
No, I think a
hoagie sandwich.
Chicle.
A chicle. A chupa chup. A chupa chup.
Chicle.
Chicle y chupa chup.
Chicle.
You know, I don't know. It's a good question.
Siri?
I can't think of anything other than...
Dude, they're getting pretty violent about Obama's being the forum here.
Yeah, they love him or hate him.
They either... Jeez,
guys, it's funny.
Sweater president?
Just deal with it. It's funny. You can't help it. That shit's hilarious.
God damn it. I'm just waiting for that shot of Obama in a Cosby sweater. Just waiting for Christmas.
Yep.
Next comic.
Obama.
I don't know. I want, like... roller skates with rockets on them or something.
You don't
want
to, like, jam out with your favorite band. You don't want to, like, jam out with fucking Winger or whoever it is you listen to.
Not really. I want something. If I'm
who are you into now? Striper.
If I'm making a Make a Wish Foundation, I'm going to make
White Lion.
Make them give me something that's like already dangerous.
Hey, how about? Well, no. How about
they're like, whoa, whoa. That's going to kill
play
you.
The Transformers theme song with White Lion.
I've got a wish request. How about I don't die?
That would suck. You go to like. Make a wish and be like, what's your wish? And you only got like 3 months? I don't want to die.
I don't want to die of cancer.
Make it happen.
I don't want to die of brain cancer.
How about you, that's what I wish.
There, well, I was in a coffin with a dead guy. You seriously wouldn't? Who is it you jam out to? Wilco. You don't want to jam out with Wilco?
No, if I'm going to...
Are you serious?
If I'm going to die...
Are you serious?
If I'm going to die...
Yeah.
And I have a wish. I'm going to be like, I want fucking boots with rockets on them.
Okay, but it has to be possible.
I don't see what that's so fucking possible about putting rockets on.
Call up Jeff Tweedy.
Within the reality that the Make-A-Wish Foundation can actually grant wishes, in other words.
Well, then I want to be...
Like, we could probably put that together.
I want to be on Mythbusters, and I'm going to be like, I'll light that fuse.
You want to be exploded.
Yeah, that's what you should do. You should go, okay, what was the biggest explosion? 5,000 pounds? Okay, get 30,000 pounds of explosive.
Put
me in the center of it.
I'll hold a stick.
Yeah.
You guys go stand over there and watch this shit. Make sure you get in
sight. Sight motherfucker!
Bro, that explosion was kick ass.
I hate that I have to get this shit 2 years after it comes out, you know, because I don't get to see it.
I heard on the message boards.
I look on the internet and everyone's like, oh, goddamn.
They blow up, bro.
They kill a kid.
They blow him up. It's hot.
You're like the ultimate suicide bomber. You know what I'm saying? This shit's hardcore.
I mean, if I only got X amount of time to live, fuck it. Give me something really dangerous. I'll go ahead. I'm going to try that stunt like in Point Break, and I'm going to go after somebody without a parachute.
Really?
And it's like, oh,
Patrick Swayze.
I went flying past him. Fuck!
Have to be Patrick Swayze, though.
Whatever. I only got oldie McOld Patrick.
I would actually get them to rebuild the set of Battlestar and get the entire cast out there.
And you get to be in on an episode.
I'd be a new character.
That's like that one episode of 30 Rock where he brings back the...
Yes. I would do it just like Night Court style. Night Court style. And I would have them make the ending that I wanted, and I would also be in it. And they would have to film it professionally.
That's pretty good.
And then save it for the world. The world will get to see it when it's done.
I'd
be the savior of the day.
I don't remember where I was, and it wasn't Universal Studios.
I'd be half Cylon, half badass.
Like from the lower half?
Yeah.
Cylon?
Top half Cylon, lower half badass.
So black.
Swinging the dong.
Right?
Yeah. Fucking Cylon dong.
I don't remember where I was, but it was some place. It wasn't Universal Studios, but they had a set, like a Star Trek set. And everybody would go and put on like a costume.
Oh yeah, you can get married there.
You play the parts, and they have a green screen behind you, and they tell you like, "Hey, okay, everybody go to the left, and everybody go to the right," and da da da, and they merge in like other video clips from other Star Trek episodes.
The Star Trek experience.
Somebody here asked if you would ride a bat pod. Would that be your
just
your ultimate danger?
Sure,
but they're like, Eli, you're probably gonna be dead within 7 days. Here's a bat pod.
Yeah, but we're going to go do some fucked up shit.
Like, I'd rather drive the Tumbler.
We're like, why don't we go launch over that?
Hey, I have a question for you about the Tumbler.
Let's launch over it.
Has anyone posited as to why it makes any sense for him to ever be laying down in that vehicle?
Because he would drive it like you would a badass motorcycle, hence the Batpod, which comes out of it.
But he did it in the first one. Yeah. He was like, oh shit, I'm going
into... The Batpod was always there.
Right, but he's like, I'm going into super fucked up mode. I should lay down. Like, why?
So
why
he can lean into the turns that he has to, you know, he really, saw it. He saw the movie.
That's what he was doing. Just driving with the stick. I don't know.
Didn't he fire the weapons from down there, though?
Every time he was like, oh shit, I gotta shoot the rockets. Better lay down.
Well, because Gordon, that happened to Gordon when he sat in there, and he's like, oh fuck, and it takes off on him.
I think it was just a plot device. I don't know why he has to lay down.
I'm surprised Gordon didn't push the button in the first one. Just ejects him, where he's just like sitting in that fucking laid down position, spits him out.
Huh.
Righto.
Moving on.
Like, you take it or you don't take it, I don't care. That's what Josh told me.
We've been asked this a lot of times, so I don't think we need to answer it, but I will read your suggestions. Mr. World asks, who would play each of you in the Hijinks and Sue movie? We've been asked that maybe a dozen times.
Movie or the musical?
Either way. His suggestions, for me, Stamos.
Stamos!
Whatever. Denise Margaret Cho. Oh,
God, no.
No.
She'd been that chick from Sin City. What?
Bai Ling?
The chick that was in Mutant Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't know any other Asian actress.
Her name's like Marika Malaka or something like that.
I thought it was like Dawn
Fuck
Flowers.
It, just get fucking, you know, head in the jar. Lisa Lucy Liu. Shit.
Lisa Lucy Liu head just, in the jar?
Yeah, fuck it.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
go for broke.
Josh as Michael Chiklis. You're really fucking kidding me.
As the thing.
Well, yeah, as the thing. Michael Chiklis as the thing as Josh.
It's buggering time!
Eli Lou Diamond Phillips. Alex Lou Diamond Phillips with a CG beard. I thought that was funny, so he gets props for that.
That's good.
Let's see. He follows up that both of you will obviously have beards, but Alex will need two of them. A real beard on top of a beard. Like a CGI one on top of the ring. Yeah.
And it like moves every so often because it's not perfectly lined up. That means you're going to have to wear you're going to have to wear like those, the motion tracking balls on your beard.
Yeah.
So they can like, well, you see, we had to come up with beard technology to put over the beard. They bring in what's his face to act out the parts, the motion capture parts. Smeagol. I was thinking the
what
liquor
the
store.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Your beard would be played by Andy Serkis, is what he's saying. Precious. In a mocap suit.
Mocap suit?
Nobody likes you. No. Eli.
That's good, yeah.
Eli takes care of us.
Someone in the room said Amy Wong should play Denise. But Amy
from Futurama?
Yeah, that cartoon should play.
I guess I could just start drawing her that way. Splah.
Splah.
Last question. This is from Cardboard Baby for Denise. She's not here. If the math is right, how does it feel to be officially on more podcasts than Josh? I'm not surprised, honestly.
I'm approaching that stuff.
You're close. You're dangerously close.
Yeah, you get a plaque.
Josh has missed pretty much every other one.
Am I going to get my own set of keys?
To the podcast.
All right, here you go.
It's for the podcast wagon.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
To the rest, if cost, time, science, and acts against God were not in play, what would be your vehicle or mode of transportation? I don't know what that means, but so I understand the
in
part.
A godless world.
Yeah.
DeLorio is king.
DeLorio.
I mean,
no, I'd have a trouble bubble from G.I. Joe once that Cobra drove around.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, those little like little helicopterish type things?
No, it was like a bubble.
I know, but I mean like... What,
it was like a salon chair.
What was its method of propulsion? Yeah. Was it rockets?
It was a salon chair with rockets, or it was like a booster.
Did it have
pack.
A foot bath, like a vibrating foot bath?
Well, it had boosters that shot it up. But I never figured out how it went straight because it's like...
Did they turn?
No. It's like having
it's a... You sit, it's like sitting in a chair and you fly around.
It's like, yeah, it's like sitting in a chair with a rocket pack. But you can't like turn the chair. So the rockets are facing straight down. So it's like... Go forward.
Like, what do you do?
And it just flames out.
Wow.
That would be cool.
That would be, that's not bad.
Any G.I. Joe...
Hoverboard.
Transportation I'd take.
Hoverboard.
Even at... Sure.
Even though they don't work on water?
No. I'm just saying, like, what do you have to go to the store and buy groceries? They kind
of
suck.
Well, you throw the hoverboard on the back of the El DeLorio. Or the front,
that's
I guess.
True. That's true. I would actually attach my, you know, my hand grip cable to the back of your DeLorio, and you would tow me on my hoverboard.
Sure.
Why did the world have to be godless?
I don't know what that means, honestly.
Well, that way you can bring Transformers or dinosaurs into it.
So I'd drive around in Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Oh, dude, can you imagine? Hey, Prime, wait for me outside.
Okay, Alex.
What was the name of his little ass train?
Ass train?
Oh, yeah, ass train.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That little buggy, that little six-wheeled car. It was called, like, Scoop. Or Sporto or something. Or
yeah.
It was called Champ. Well, yeah, it was inside. Hey there, Tiger. I mean...
You mean his little hey gun there. Turret guy that was in his ass?
No, that was
the little car.
That
it had a name.
Out, like,
it was like, hey there,
wheeler.
Jiffy.
Sporto.
It was like Buddy. Or
Buster.
Like, hey there, Pally.
Buster yeah. McGee.
It had a really shitty name. And every now and then, like, he saved the day, like, in one episode. Fuck.
Mine would be one of the space shuttles that didn't blow up.
Oh.
The Enterprise D.
Man, you gotta have a big-ass garage.
I just keep it in orbit. Beam down. Beam back up when I need it.
Yeah, I guess
I like the Defiant. The Defiant.
The Defiant would be, honestly, if you're just one dude, you really don't need a ship big enough for 1,500 people.
Just as long as it has holodeck.
Defiant didn't have holodeck. It also didn't have a mess hall or proper crew quarters. A battleship only. So
that would be
more toilets.
God, that'd be so kick-ass if I had a battleship to go out like on one of the lakes here. They're like, hey, we're gonna go.
Romulan cloaking device.
We're gonna go out to the lake. I'm gonna bring my boat.
Remember where we parked?
Right. Yeah, mine would be an old style bird of prey that could fly around the sun and time travel if you did the math right. Ridiculous. Save the whales.
We've got whales, Captain!
Oh, God. You know, to talk to that alien probe that's destroying San Francisco, you know. Alright, are we done?
I guess so. Was it Scrambler? Or
Scrambles the Death Dealer?
It was Squeegee?
Was Scrambles the Death Dealer.
It was
Quick! Bumblebee! Get Scrambles and run back to the Ark.
I was going to say mine would have been Noah's Ark if it wasn't a godless world, but since it was...
Well, fuck that, though.
Since it had to be godless, then, yeah, Noah's Ark. No, I mean, no, I can't do it. Damn it. Well, anyway. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 52. My thanks to Alex and Eli. Also, you'll notice our new theme song provided by my good friend Tom Brislin from his band Spiraling at spiraling.net. The song's called Face for Radio, and it's available on their EP Challenging Stage. Also, thanks to Infinistorm, infinistorm.com/hijinks, for providing the bandwidth for Hijinks and Sue, podcast and the comic. Check out store.hijinksandsue.com for shirts and prints. And vault.hijinksandsue.com if you want access to the post show, which we're about to record now. We may go over some of the questions that we skipped. But this episode's going to be a wild card.
Wild card, bitches.
Wild card, motherfuckers.
Well, don't you know, we're going to get this oil here.
There will definitely be more Obosby in the post show. I'm just warning you. If you're not a fan...
You bitches got to earn your own money.
To see Theo. Because...
Because tonight's episode is brought to you by the Doritos
Midnight Taco Train.
Taco Pudding Pop.
Rudy.
The kids.
Hey, what does that look like to you?